Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I see you working hard. Wanna let you know and proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put a rug, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need to do? If you want it, say the word.
Try it.
I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya. I keep myself up. Remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight. I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed. Keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder.
Good evening. Let me bring everybody in. 1 second. Bring everybody in. Okay. All right. One more person. Bear with me. Okay. I think we got everybody in. Okay, this is what I like. This is what I'm talking about. How's everybody doing tonight? Let me set up my microphone real quick. It's Friday, y'all. I want to say, like, the radio, Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Fridays. But I really don't know. Hope I didn't forget to call anybody. But I want to say Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday, but we ain't going to say that. We just going to say it's Friday. Look at this shit right here. It's always something. My mic won't stand up. Hold on. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Let me get this together here. I don't think we're going to get it together. Anyway, how's everybody doing tonight? It's Friday. Man, this time be going so fast. It seemed like it was it seemed like it was just 5 o'clock. I had dozed off on the phone. I dozed off. I was talking to Dre on the phone. I dozed off. And he had to wake me up. Said it's about that time for the show. Is everybody can hear me good? Sound like I'm going in and out. How's the sound? Let me know how to text me, inbox me. How's the sound? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Sound good. Check, check. Let me see. I'll bring somebody in. Dre, how's the sound?
Yeah, you good, boss.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. All right, the sound is good. Everybody's, my sound is good. My voice is good. What the hell? What's going on out there in the world today? I'm trying to get my bearings right. We got a lot to talk about tonight. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. It seemed like it takes so long for Friday to get here. And every week I say the same thing. I say that it seemed like I need to add another night. Man, I hear an echo, man. See, something. All right, as long as it sounds good to everybody, then it sounds good to me. But I hear like a slight echo in it. Maybe it's these headphones. Man, there's always something. Man. Let me see. Hello? Okay, let's try this. Okay, let's try it again. Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast, take 3. Because I'm hearing like an echo, so it's messing up my voice. But anyway, here we go. I see everybody on the phone lines. Thank you for tuning in so early. I want to thank all the people that's out on the links. Yo, last week I found out that we all-time listens, not every night listen, but all-time listens. We went over 3,500. That doesn't mean like 3,500 people listening to the show tonight. It doesn't mean that. It means that from the first time I did my first show until now, we had over 3,500 listeners. And the amazing thing about that is it's not even counting the people that's on the phone line. It's just counting the people that's listening from the links, from the online callers. To me, itself is an amazing feat, and it's not even though it might be the majority, might be me, but it's collectively everybody could take a everybody could feel good about that. Every show this on the Keeping It Real platform, because no matter what the numbers is or how the numbers go, if I had out of 3,500, if I had 3,000 and somebody said 100, somebody had 1,000 or 200, it, we all get to the top at the same time. So I think that's a I know that's a big accomplishment for everybody, because it's not try putting 3,500 people in your living room. Try putting 3,500 people in your backyard. Or try putting 3,500. 3,500 is a lot of people. So we all could be happy about that. I definitely am. For all the people out there that support the show with donations, not only with donations, but the people who tell people about the show and bring more listeners to the show. Like, I want to thank those people too, you know, because that's what it's all about. That's important. It's teach one. So if you listen to the show and you find that the show is, you know, it's a good show, and you tell somebody about it, like, I appreciate that, because if you listen to the show, that's one person. And then you tell somebody to listen, that's two people. And then they tell two people, that's four. And then they tell three people, that's five. Like, and I mean, that's six. And on and on and on. And that's how we grow. And that means a lot. You know, so if you find it to show, you know, it's something to do, it's something good, and then you tell somebody about it. And that's how we build. That's how we build the listeners. If you want, that's how you build the listeners. So another thing is, for all the people that's on the, this is a new feature that I added to the show. We did it last week, but we only had one person. For all the people that's listening online, if you listening online and if you scroll down to the bottom, you will see that. You will see that it's somewhere that you could sign in through Facebook or email, and it's a live chat. So that means that you could actually correspond with me during the show. So, like, while I'm doing the show now, it's an open chat, and you could text me, and I could read whatever you're saying. I could read it. I could read it right here because it's like an open chat room. So if you choose to, if you're out there and you're on the link listening, we average like over 40, 50 people on the links. So if you're out there and you want to sign, if you're on the link and you want to sign on, you scroll to the bottom, sign in through the email, and it'll bring you closer to the show. You don't only have to listen, but you'll be able to type something, and then I'll be able to see what you type in. Now, today I got a guest coming through at about 8:15 or 8:20, and I'm gonna say what I always say: we're gonna get to the topics. Like, for the last 3 weeks, we just can't get to them damn topics. It's like something we start talking and we just, you know how we do. But I'm telling you now that we going 3 hours tonight, or almost 3 hours, because I got a lot to talk about. I have so much to talk about. It's like that all week long. It's like I keep it all bottled in. And I have so much to talk about. Like, and my main focus is, like I tell people, my main focus is relationships. Because we can always talk about relationships. It's always so much. And everybody know, you know, I consider myself a relationship therapist. Or a sex therapist. Now, I didn't go to school for that. And I don't think you have to go to school for everything. I think a lot of things is by trial and error. So if you've been in, say if you've been in 20 fights, then I'll say, I mean, you can give some advice on fighting. If you're a doctor and you gave 20 surgeries, then you probably could give some advice on surgeries, and so on. A mechanic working on cars, a dentist working on teeth, whatever if you've been in relationships where you've been through a lot of stuff, then you can give advice on relationships. And that's how I feel. So I feel like I've been through enough ups and downs and heartaches and trials and tribulations from relationships that I could give advice on relationships. So I crown myself a relationship and sex therapist. And my goal is to equip everybody with the right tools to make their relationship better, not only inside the bedroom, but outside the bedroom, hopefully, if that's possible. Now, I really thought I was gonna be in a different mood tonight, but I'm in a kind of a calm and serene. And you know, that's however I feel, that's kind of like how my show goes. But I said, before I start my introduction or before I start anything, I want to bring somebody in real fast. My guest, I don't know what number you calling from, but if my guest is on here, you have to press 1, and that way I know you are. So we're going to jump into that too. But let me bring, one second. Deshaun, you on?
Yeah, I'm here, bro. What's good?
Hey, what's going on? See, I'm doing something new. I'm bringing you in before I even do my introduction. And my introductions are too long, but I don't ever know how much time you have, and sometimes I come in when I'm doing my introduction and then I got to cut you short. I really don't want to do that. For the reason that I want people to know that, you know, we had the segment called the Behind the Wall Prison Call, you know, when Deshaun come in and give us updates, what's going on, not only with him, but what's going on in the prison life, you know. But and he also makes us aware of things that you can accomplish while you're in jail. I guess they like to call that doing the time and not letting the time do you. But also why I bring him in is because I always like to give people their accolades when they deserve them. And people know I get on here and I ask for donations, and some people think it's scrappy or ratchet or whatever. Some people understand why I do, but I want everybody to know that to date, in almost 3 years that I've been doing this, well, first of all, for the first 2.5 years I never even asked for donations, but ever since I've been asking for them, Deshaun, he made the largest donation that I ever had to this show. And he never told me to say that, and he you know, I'm saying that on my own. So that, for me, that entitles me to give him some time on my show to say what he want to say and get his point across, you know what I mean? Because when I think about my largest donation came from somebody that was incarcerated, you know, that mean a lot to me. So anyway, before we get into this wacky, wacky, crazy show, I got a lot of shit going on tonight, but I wanted to make sure I brought you on first and see how you doing, what's going on with your day.
All right. So basically, everything good, though. You know what I mean? Only thing going on is allergies kicking my ass. Like, they got the black mold in the vents and shit. Like, you know, I've been fighting with administration to get somebody to come in to clean these shits, but... They talk about they got a contractors at a bidding war right now. So they was threatening to lock me up because I said, so you got a contractors at a bidding war, but my life is what, meaning what or worth what? You know what I mean? But everybody
what
doing
you mean,
what they
far as getting
here.
A doctor? What you mean far as getting a doctor?
No, as far as them coming to clean the vents for this mold.
Oh,
like we're breathing
okay.
in black mold. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and you got 50-something people in each dorm, but we're breathing that shit in. Like, you're slowly killing everybody. Then you wonder why people are getting all, everybody keep getting cancer, everybody passing out, and, like, a lot of different medical shit happening in here. But they don't take responsibility. Oh, you should have ate better. Oh, you should have took care. No, motherfucker, y'all should have cleaned the damn vents. You know, then they got bed bug infestation, mice infestation. Like, you listen, if they gave me the like, the AC unit keep going out, if they gave me permission, I'd pay to get this whole fucking air conditioning unit fixed just so I can breathe. Like, I'd pay for them to clean the vents so I can breathe, even though I'm working on coming home. You know, God's willing, October, I'll find out some good news. God's willing, in October, when I get this good news, I'll be coming here to share it with everybody. You know what I mean? But, yo, I just want to give you a shout-out for continuously striving to keep your show where it's at, bro. Like, you know, I'm always bigging you up, man. Like, I done had conversations with people. They was like, oh, yeah, I know Jay. Yeah, I know Jay. I'm going to mention one person that I had a conversation with recently. My boy Kiki. He was like, yeah. I was like,
from Patterson?
Yeah. My boy, the fake ass Benzino looking Joker. He home.
He
Kiki
up?
Better be home. Nah, Kiki do the locked doors.
Pimpin' Kiki. Oh, yeah. That's why I know P.P. Kiki, yeah. Well, you know, we know each other.
You know what I mean? Huh?
Yeah. I said, you know, we know each other through the lights.
Yeah, fact. And that's my guy, you know what I'm saying? But everybody, man, support Jay, support the show, man. Y'all want to support me, I'm at fallenfathersapparel.com. Come buy some clothes, man. You need some clothes for a lost one, somebody you lost, you want just something personal for yourself, holla at me. If you need the information, call Jay, text Jay, hit him up on the link. But we sell anything from small, from children to Lizzo, like, you know what I'm saying? Lizzo can fit what we got. You know what I mean? Even bigger. Like, we go to Gabby City Bay. We can go that far, but we in the building, man. Fallen Fathers Apparel, that's me and my brother shit. You know what I mean? Hit us up. We supporting positivity. You know what I mean? Anything positive. Like, we're not going to sell you clothes. We're going to sell you closure as well. So holla at us. Holla at Jay, man. Jay, probably next couple of weeks I'll be making another donation, my boy. But I really do appreciate you, man. I appreciate your show. And I got to go support your sis. Dre, what's good? I know you in here, too. You know, last night I was coming through. You see, I was on the phone with y'all when y'all was getting ready. Bro, I'm going to tell y'all, man, do not mix Benadryl with Ciroc.
Benadryl.
Yo, I took a Benadryl yesterday. I chased it with the Ciroc and shit, my boy. I was out.
How you get Ciroc?
I'm trying to get rid of this.
How you get
when you
Ciroc
got money, you get whatever you want. When you got money, when you get
you
money, you can buy
you
whatever
get them,
you want.
You can't get them vents clean, though.
Hey, listen, if they let me, I would. But I guarantee they'd be clean before the winter. Because I got people calling places downtown and everything, bro.
So look, it's no air conditioning in there.
Well, it goes off and on, but I'm good with that. For the fact is, because when the air blowing, it's blowing the mold out.
Right.
So yeah, I'm in the building, man. Like, you know, I'm great. Go make me something to eat. Matter of fact, I'm about to make a hookup. I'm about to make a jail hookup. I ain't gonna make no regular food because it's getting too late. But next question, did you pass that my information on?
Yeah, yes, I did. All
right, I'll be waiting.
Yesterday.
All right, Jay, Dre, Lisa, appreciate y'all and everything y'all do, man. Always going to come check it out any chance I can. Hopefully we could do something live when I come home, but right now I'm about to make something quick to eat, work on this song, you know, then I get at you. Tomorrow, next week or something, bro. Love you, man. Stay up.
I love you. Listen. Anytime you want to call the show, you're welcome to call, you know?
Yes, sir.
I don't want you to think that Well, you already know. We already know what's going on. You know how.
Yeah, we already,
is,
man. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, we good. Because
if
we
I can't get through the show, I know how to call you.
Yeah, personally.
Yeah,
know,
I just
so
call
look,
your phone.
I mean, look,
you feel me?
And if you ain't doing nothing tomorrow night, we got Shadi got his own podcast tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
What's tomorrow? Saturday? Facts. All right, I'll come through and
yeah.
check him out too.
All right. All right. Yo, all right. You can right,
that's
everybody. That's Deshaun with the this we call this the behind the wall prison call. He got about 20 years in. Hopefully he could be coming home soon. We can't forget
Amen.
About
I appreciate
people that's incarcerated. All right, brother.
Well, when
we
I come
good.
Home, I'll be
no
there.
More Benadryl
right,
and Ciroc. No more Benadryl
nah,
and Ciroc.
I drink Ciroc drink by myself. All right, yo. Good night, bro.
All right, peace. Yo, you see, like, yo, that, like, that's some real shit right there. My man been locked up 20 years. I remember him when he was just walking around the streets of Patterson, a little young kid. You know, 20 years, that's a long time. Okay, back to the show. Let me see if my guess is on here. I'm assuming this is right here. Is my guess here? Press one if you want, Miss Gigi. If you want, press one. I was going to go into my introduction, but I'll do that later. Let's get this show on the road. Let me see. One second. Okay, this might be it right here. Miss Gigi, this you?
I'm here.
Oh, 3400. I thought that was you. I wasn't really sure. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm all right. Did you hear my behind the wall prison call?
I did hear your behind the wall prison call. Definitely up
yeah.
to the support. Because we definitely have to support our brothers also behind these walls.
Yeah,
you know,
we do.
Life has any of us, and we could all be in that position. So, up to the Deshaun Show for the support.
That's how I think about it too. Because you never know. I always thought that, like prison or something like that. Everybody is always like a blink of an eye away because you could lose your temper. Or you could get caught up in something, or you could get locked up for something you didn't do. It's people in jail for shit they didn't do.
Yes, it is.
But anyway, you're gonna do. But look, anyway, I'm glad you came out to the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let me see where I want to start at first. Let me see. Because like I told you, a lot of people they really don't. They kind of afraid to come on the show, but I don't know why. We so friendly out here and kind and sweet to everybody. But first, let me ask you this: Do anybody I know you on the show?
Other than my niece, your sister.
Yeah,
your daughter.
Okay, there you go. Right. So, okay, so I sent out some
notices to people. I don't know if they're gonna call in. It's a Friday
no, that's
night.
All right. That's all right. I was talking about immediate, so it's all right. If I could, I just know how I gotta go with the show. But what I will say is that Like when I was just speaking to Deshaun, I will say the maybe something that I never really said that And I was just talking to my sister a little bit earlier about this, that she didn't even know that you played a big factor in helping me with my daughter a long time ago. And I appreciate that. You know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
so,
I do.
I mean,
only did the
you know, so
with for
yeah,
so, my God. It's about being part of the village.
That. Yeah, because I always a long time ago I made a big mistake. I never really talked about it yet, but one day I will. But anyway, I want to thank you for that. But anyway, let's get on with the show.
Yes.
How old are you?
I am 57.
You single or you married?
I am single.
All right, 57, single. You ever been married?
I have been married.
Okay. Do you believe in love right now?
Most definitely.
Okay. Are you looking for love right now?
I'm not looking, per se. I would love to have someone that was looking, you know, to be with someone that wants to have a good thing, not just a good time. You know, so much we've gotten away from the law of the land and just do our own thing. But we're coming up in a time now where we got to go back to what used to be, what we were brought up with. You know, we got to bring back as much as we can the two parents, even if it's not the two parents in the same home, but two parents raising their children. You know, if they have to just co-parent. So we got to get back to what the things are supposed to be. You know, I'm a strong believer in people loving and being loved.
Oh man, you. Now let me tell you something. Hold on. Before you go any further, you know on my show. You know, do you know my name on my show?
What is that?
I'm Mr. Fuck Loves on my show. So
okay.
So we can't. I ain't gonna let you get too mushy with that.
No, we ain't gonna get too mushy now. Because love don't love nobody. It's different. Love is love now. No, now I don't want y'all to think I'm getting mushy, y'all, because there's different levels to love.
Okay, but this why but no, that's a good thing because I only met in 3 years. I only met one other person who believed love ain't real like me. So you doing good if you believe in love and if you want love again and stuff like that. You on the right path because I'm not trying to distract anybody from love. When I say fuck love, I'm just talking about me because everybody who ever told me that they love me, you know, they hurt me. So it ain't that. I'm at the point now in my life where like love can't live here no more. I find that in relationships, it's more like it's always if I'm not getting you, you getting me, or if it's one person being true, another person not being true, and I be having a hard time because it's so much. What's the right word? It's so much. It's so much wrong with relationships right now. Sort of like what you were saying a minute ago. What you said, you're looking for somebody who want to have a good. What you said, a good.
They want a good thing, not just good. But in that same token, excuse me. I feel like this. Love is when you love yourself enough that somebody else's actions no longer will affect you, but it takes time to get to that point. I'm single for a reason, not because I want to be single, not because I have to be single, but because I know who I am and I know whose I am, and I'm not going to just settle. And when I say sometimes love ain't got nothing to do with it. It's about being a ride or die. It's about loyalty when you ain't got nothing else. It's about, you know, people have gotten love twisted because they look for other people to bring their happiness or to bring out the love in them because they haven't yet learned to love themselves enough to understand hurt people hurt. So a lot of times we hurting and we attract people that are also hurting. So you got two people that are hurting that have not yet learned the ups and the downs about love. See, love, everybody think love is just happiness. No, love ain't always happiness. People say love don't hurt. The hell if it don't. But it's
so
the
why
level.
Why you just don't become somebody's side chick?
Oh, that ain't. I'm not side chick material. I'm not side chick material. So that wouldn't even work. Somebody gonna be upset.
You don't think the side chicks is winning right now?
Maybe they winning on the surface, but in the long run, are you really winning? Because most side chicks spend a whole lot of lonely nights, or should I say daytime? Because side chicks most of the time is only, you know, they good for the night. They ain't good for the light. But if that's what somebody
at this time in your life, it's definitely out being a side chick at this time in your life.
Okay. It's always been out to be a side chick.
But I think, you know, I'm telling you, side chicks might be winning right now.
But you know what? They winning on the surface. But guess what? That's all they're going to ever be is a side chick. Even if they wife him up, he's going to always remember how he got her. And she's going to always remember how she got him. So she ain't going to never trust him. And he's never going to have but a certain level of respect for her.
That sounds about right. It's just that,
you know, a lot of times, you know, and I tell anybody, to each his own, you know, I believe in love, live and let live. If that's what floats your boat, then, hey, have at it. But if you're going to be that side chick, play your position. If you're going to be that side chick, don't accept trinkets. If he going to have you on the side, don't accept no trinkets. That $40.
Oh.
A trinket is something less than he would give his wife or his significant other.
Well, I'm here. My new goal in life is to expose, and I might be like Martin Luther King or Malcolm X or somebody like that, but my goal is to expose all cheaters and all people with side chicks, and that my goal is to make this world free of all that again. That's why I asked you about being a side chick, because I'm here to. I'm getting all that. If you're cheating on your wife, then leave your wife. If you're cheating on your husband, then leave your husband. I'm here to rid the world. I'm getting rid of all the cheating and all that in the world. That's my mission and that's my goal. So,
well, my feelings about the cheating stuff, if that woman or that man is not enough for you, then let them go. Don't hurt somebody for your own pleasures. you know, or hold on to somebody just in case over here don't work out. Or you want your cake, you got your cake, your ice cream, and your cheesecake all together.
But look, you said you can't be a side chick right now in your life, right? You only number one material, right?
As a woman, I would never be a side chick at this point in my life,
okay.
At any point in my life, and any future point in my life. Because 50, I know that I'm 50, more than that.
57 is a good age for a side chick, I think.
Oh, nah, not for me. Because you know what? Not side chick material. Side chick material is that one you just don't give a fuck.
Okay, well, look, that's good. So you number one material, right?
I'm only going to be number one material.
Okay, that's good. So if you met a guy right now, right, and you want to start a relationship with him, right? What do you have to bring to the table right now? We're not counting coochie.
No, coochie is not. You know what? At the end of the day, guess what? That's the last thing that you should worry about, because that's going to come. It's going to always be here. But
right,
what I have
so
to bring
have
to the
to bring,
table,
what do you have to bring to the table right now in the relationship?
Most importantly, loyalty.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that. Loyalty.
Then
I like that.
Together. I want us to come together to build together. What we have separately and what we gain separately, that's all good and well, because that's what we have, you know, for each other. But if we can't continue to build around what we have, make what we have even bigger, to come together and build something and have loyalty, even in them days we don't even want to like each other. But the loyalty and the honesty will withstand everything, you know, because when everything is over, even to right now, you asked me, was I married before? Yes, I was married for 8 years. But my ex-husband and I didn't separate because, didn't divorce, actually, because we weren't getting along. We just totally outgrew each other. There was a barrier, but we're still friends to this day.
Okay.
But you gotta learn, so
you with the 50-50 thing in a relationship, or can you deal with being submissive?
Oh, I'm submissive to my husband. And I can be submissive to my husband.
Well, hold on, would you stop it? That's my cat. Sorry about that.
I'm submissive to my husband. A lot of times we have been there, done that. We have gotten we've become submissive sometimes to the wrong man instead of it being the man it's supposed to be submissive to. I don't believe in a 50-50, because if you only giving me 50% of you and I'm only giving you 50% of me, where the hell is the other 50? No, we going to balance it out.
So you willing to be submissive to your man?
To the right man and to my husband. Now, if he's just somebody, but when he becomes my husband, that's the only man I'm supposed to be submissive to.
Well, you're gonna have the phone line jumping then, because there's people looking for a submissive woman. But you're gonna have the side chicks. I got a lot of side chicks on my just my listeners. They you know what I mean. They might not take too kindly to you talking about side chicks.
But that's, guess what? But again, like I said, that's my opinion. But I tell them again, if that's what you choose to be, baby, be up that. Hey, that's your thing. But if you're going to be a side chick, don't mess up the game. Don't be that side chick that just settled. Don't be that side chick that just want to, you know, get trinkets. Because if you're going to play that position and he going to treat you like that, if he's not able because he's never going to treat you like his wife. But if he can't put you on that same, in that same book with her, then really, what are you? You ain't a side chick. You a fuck bitch. Excuse my expression. You a fuck chick.
Preach, sister. Preach.
Not as, you know, it's a difference to that. It's a, if that's what you're willing to be, then you don't know your worth. Because we all as women got something.
And we talking about side chicks and side dicks, not just side chicks.
Yeah,
side dicks.
That go both ways. That go both ways. Because there's a whole lot of side dicks out here too. You know, there's a lot of men out here willing to be that side man. So that goes both ways.
Hold on. We got a live one, y'all, tonight. We got a live one here. Okay. Hold on. 1 second. I like when people like you come through. For real, I really do. Let me hold on. Let me take a shot. I'm drinking Tito's tonight. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. I'm drinking some Don Julio.
Who?
I'm a little bit of the Don right tonight.
What's that?
Oh, my neighbors. I live in the country. You know, they do firecrackers. They might shoot off guns. Who knows?
Wait a minute. I didn't hear you. You drinking what?
I'm drinking Don Julio.
Oh, Don Julio. Oh,
yes.
That's the I can't say what I want, but me and somebody, we used to drink Don Julio. I don't know if they're on the line, but that's damn, you drinking that Don Julio. Oh, hold on. Let me I got a lot of people hitting me. Hold on one second. I see the people pressing one. I'm going to get to you, too, in a minute. 1 second. I'll get to everybody. Hold up. 1 second. I got to get a personal assistant. That's not good. Wait a minute. Okay. All right. No, I got a lot of people. They text me and inbox me when I'm doing the show. So,
Okay.
So anyway, everybody, so far they feeling you. Because if they not feeling you, they're going to let me know. And I'm going to tell them to press one. But look, I want to bring a listener, somebody. I got a couple of people pressing one. I don't know what they want to talk about or what they want to say, but let's see what they want to say. Let's see. You live, who is this, Mr. Solution?
Yeah, hi, Jay Sean. Good conversation this evening.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Confusion?
Oh, there you go again. Let's not be a side. Let's not be a side host. I think you have a good lead of questions. I would always lead with the. Well, first of all, what kind of man does a woman want? Does she want a high-value man or just a regular man? If she wants a high-value man, I think you were on the right track when you were asking, what do you bring to the table? But I think you need to be a little bit more specific, in my opinion. In other words, we could just start out with the four Fs, fit, feminine, friendly. And I did hear the word loyalty mentioned. Also, you have to ask a woman, like, see, women say a lot of things, but you need to parse that out, get a little bit of, like one of my professors used to say, get a little bit of specificity. Is she willing to put in some time to pursue the man if she considers him valuable? Is she willing to pay for some of the dates? Is she willing to, you did use the term submissive. And I know our culture doesn't promote that, i.e. OnlyFans and, for example, IG models. It's all about the woman trying to get the bag. Maybe that's not every woman, but I think that's a majority of women. So I would say also if a woman is seeking a high-value man, is she willing to sign a prenuptial agreement, what I like to call a personal prenuptial agreement? Because the marriage license itself is a prenuptial agreement. You follow me?
Well, yes. Well, look.
Okay.
We got a lot of people on the line who not for I got a lot of new people calling in from New York. I got a lot of people calling in from different
places.
Hey,
I can always wait. I can listen just
Hold on. This is Mr. Solution. He's a friend to the show, he have a lot of people really. He got just as many people like him as many people that don't like him. But he's really a I really appreciate when he calls in. He brings a different a vibe to my show. But I just gotta let people know, you know what I mean, like, because I really appreciate when you call the show. But on the other hand, Miss Gigi.
Yes.
Did you hear Mr. Solution?
I did hear you, Mr. Solution.
Hey,
now,
he's a millionaire, so I think he's coming on to you on a sneak tip.
Well, let me put it this way, Jay Sean. Rather than saying that, let's say it this way.
Talk to her. Talk.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Listen a minute. I have zero debt. That's the way I like to promote my own personal situation.
You attend. Zero debt. You attend. Now, what questions did you have for a 57-year-old woman who will not be a side chick and willing to bring to the table 100% loyalty, be submissive, and cook every day for her man? What question would you have for her?
Well, okay, let's get into the physiognomy or the physique. Let's say fit, feminine, and friendly. It's fitness, height, weight, proportional. That's very important.
Oh, my God, did. Now, hold on. Time out.
Well, you asked
now,
me,
you,
so I told
went,
you.
I did ask, but 1 second. I want to make this clear.
Sure.
We went from loyalty, from a 57-year-old woman, with loyalty, submissive, cook every day, willing to satisfy her man, to what size is her boobs, how big is her ass, and what kind of figure she is. Am I correct in that? But you just did it in a elegant way. Am I about right with that, what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, because it's a package deal. Now, let me just tell you this: even though I don't mind eating leftovers, so I don't require a new meal cooked every day. I'm not that kind of a person, right? I eat to live, not live to eat. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, and every man, especially a high value man, has those requirements. Absolutely.
Mr. Solution.
So Miss Gigi, what you want to tell him, Miss Gigi? He asked for waist size and cup size. And
okay,
like
Mr. Solution, let's get this straight. Let's say you got that 10 and that woman that got that waist size and everything that you're asking for, other than, because you went from one thing to an extreme thing. But I'm going to let you know, I'm a beautiful plus size woman with a little extra weight, and I eat to live. I don't live to eat as well. But at the same time, do you want, is that what you're looking for? Because there's a whole lot of women out here, and I'm natural. Let's get that right. I'm natural. Everything I got is what my mama gave me and what God created me to be.
Right.
Now, when you say that you want all these things, right, well, that sounds like you asking for that woman that's supposed to be in the box. You've gotten to the point where you've gotten this society.
Wait a minute, repeat
gotten.
That. I don't quite understand that idiom. I'm asking for the woman in the box. What is that?
Wait a minute. Can you let me finish? I did not interrupt you when you were talking. So let me finish.
I didn't understand
so you, can get...
you. So here comes the femininity. Here is the femininity aspect. But go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, we're talking about the feminine. I'm very feminine. Very feminine.
Well, not if
okay.
you argue with me.
And I'm very natural.
Aren't.
I'm not arguing with you, sir. I just
all right, go ahead. Proceed.
Okay, I'm not arguing now. We ain't going to do all that. We're going to be respectable. And we're going
right,
to talk.
Right, but you can't
yes,
tell a
I'm
man
a
how to pee, though. You got to start out
okay,
with
just
that.
Like
you don't
wait
tell
a minute,
man
hold up,
how
hold up, baby. Hold up,
right.
hold up. Because I'm
said,
not telling
go
you
ahead,
how to pee.
But I just made that, I just made that note. You can't
okay.
direct
okay,
the man.
Okay, well, I'm not telling you how, just like you can't direct me to be a certain size. Okay,
there
that's
you
what
go.
You choose
I,
and that's
okay.
what you like. Okay,
right.
so that
I
goes both ways. Okay?
Sure it
because,
does.
See, I'm also an educated, debt-free,
right.
was able to retire at the early age of 42.
Right.
Do my own thing. And, yes, I do believe in if I go out, I don't believe a man pay all the time.
Okay.
Okay, I believe in that sometimes a woman should pay. To me, that's sexy. And as far as being submissive, yes, like I said, to my husband or to the man that's willing to accept that he wants a wife because a prenup, you can ask for all those things and not be happy at all. You can have all the things that you're asking for and not be happy. What is more important to you? Because it sounds like to me, and this is my opinion, you're looking for all those things to help make you happy and to put a trophy on your arm, okay? But just like you're asking, what does she have to offer? And you're telling me what you have to offer. But what do you have to offer when you come together? Are you going to be just,
that
when I say that woman
or
in a box,
that-
It's
is
a,
that
question.
A question.
It's a question. Yes,
okay.
it is a question.
Well, let me just put it this way. First of all, given our laws, and one has to look at this from a 30,000 feet level, a man has the most to lose, right, going into a quote-unquote marriage or a binding relationship. A man has the most
yes.
to lose. The system will extract the most from a man, i.e. the family court system.
Okay,
that
but
is
why are we
even
going
value
there?
Men.
Hold
on.
That's
let,
why
let
a lot
finish.
Of high-value men. Okay, I'm going to let
finish.
You finish
look,
your
allow
answer,
me.
And then I'm going to, I got to, go ahead.
Let me finish my thought, please. That is why high-value men demand a personal prenuptial agreement. And if a woman isn't willing to go along with that, then it may be assumed that she's not in it to be with him, but she's in it to try to, quote-unquote, get the bag, as they say. So that's why a man would – and it's a type of insurance, ma'am. It's not anything untoward. It's not demeaning toward you because one could even get what's known as a sunset clause. After a certain period of time, maybe 15, 20 years, it goes away. Right, but he wouldn't want to trust you, given the way the system is now. Well, I don't mean you. I don't want to make it personal, but he wouldn't want to trust a woman that he doesn't know that well, with all of his resources. Go ahead.
Okay, well that's why it's called courting. You're courting a woman so you get to know her, because it sounds like to me. That you're basing this all on wealth. See, one thing about wealth means nothing if you're not willing to share it with that one person that comes into your life. See, a lot of times you're so worried about somebody coming in. I'm not a woman. See, first of all, I'm not a gold digger. And I'm not looking for nothing. Whatever you got, baby, is what you got. My thing is, what are we going to do to build to get together? Because
right,
I'm not coming
right.
into no relationship to worry about. I don't care what you got because you got
right.
what you
and
got
the way you,
because you done
right.
what
and
you
I
done.
Appreciate that. And the way you attest to that is to sign a prenuptial agreement.
Okay.
The way you verify what
you
just said is to sign a prenuptial agreement.
You know what?
I hear you.
I
worry
hear about
you and I agree
would
with
listen.
You.
Let me tell you something. I would
okay.
come into it because I'm a woman that don't ask for nothing. Okay?
Okay,
I'm a woman that don't ask for anything.
Very good.
And you know why I don't ask for anything? Because I was raised up. See, I was raised up with a bunch of men in my family. My father taught me what a man is supposed to look like and how you're supposed to be treated by a man.
Right, right.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm a very generous person. In fact, I'm a philanthropist and I'm altruistic. But the thing of it is, all I said to you, I don't fear the woman one iota. I simply am concerned about how the courts can finagle things and create a problem, particularly for the man. So I appreciate what you're saying, actually.
Yes, and I'm going to say this to you just for your – just something for you to ponder on.
Sure.
You're already coming in a relationship talking about courts. What does the court
have to do
with
somebody? Well, ma'am, if you sign a marriage license,
wait a minute,
that is law, by the way. Are you cognizant of that? Wait a minute. To sign a marriage license is to enter into a legal agreement.
The law to love, is to trust and be submissive to one another. We ain't talking about the law, because you're already coming to a relationship telling me. Let me finish. You're coming into a relationship.
You failed to acknowledge what I said.
If you let me finish talking, I am going to acknowledge what you said.
Go ahead.
I'm submissive, like I said, to the right person. Okay?
Yeah,
but see, you want to be
argumentative. Conditional submission.
Not at all. Nothing I have is nothing I have is conditional to the person that I'm willing to give it to.
The person
that has earned the submissiveness is the person that's going to get it. But that comes with earning.
That is not submissive.
Just like you want me to earn. Listen, baby.
That's not submissiveness. Just letting you know.
Hold on, everybody.
Well, you're talking about submissiveness with somebody I don't know, so I can't be submissive to you.
Time out. I don't know where this went wrong at, but hold on 1 second, Ariel. Let me talk for a minute. Maybe sometimes this is why when – you know what? I'm not going to say that. Hold on.
All right, let me say this.
You know,
Jay Sean,
can we say this?
Mr. Solution, one second. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. What you want to say? I got to bring a caller in, but go ahead. Say what you want to say, Mr. Solution.
Well, what I was going to say, the dear lady doesn't quite understand the gravity of the situation.
Oh, my God.
What I said to her is that a marriage license, the marriage license is a legal contract. She accused me of not going in with good faith because I mentioned a prenuptial agreement, right? Every man that values whatever he's worked for should require that, because it's not you, ma'am, it's the court. Let me just say this, just briefly. When one enters into a marriage, when two people enter into a marriage, a man and a woman, they sign their rights over to an arbiter known as a judge. And a judge is the one that dissolves the marriage because it's a business. The state sees the marriage as a business. That's why it's called a dissolution of marriage. Split up the property. The judge has that kind of power. And a man who has earned whatever he has doesn't want to give that power over to what could be called a rogue bandit. It's really not you.
Let me bring in a caller.
When I buy a vehicle and I get automobile insurance, I don't go out and wreck the vehicle because I have insurance. I get the insurance to indemnify just in case there is an accident. Okay? So it's not going in with bad faith if someone asks for... Go ahead.
Okay, look, I got... I got
Are you single?
That has nothing to do with it. Try to deal with the issues. Deal with the issues. Yes, I am. But deal with the issues that I'm talking about. But that's a deflection. That because the person doesn't want to deal with the real issues, the real life issues. I'm stating to you real life. The divorce in America right now is over 50%, and 90% of those are pursued by women. So if you went into a deal and there was a 50-50 chance of it failing, you would consider that not a good deal. It's a bad deal for men to marry a woman without a without protection.
Okay, sir. I just want to say this to you. Good luck at life.
Okay, go ahead. Make your point.
I am very, very – I don't care about luck. I make things happen, so you don't have to wish me good luck, ma'am.
Okay,
I don't need luck.
I'm gonna say this
I don't need luck at all.
I don't
I'm very competent. I don't need luck.
All he wants is a Sean,
can we go to the next
caller
or whatever? Because evidently he's not letting me say anything.
He wants a big butt and a prenup. That's what he wants. Hold on, everybody. Let me go Hold on.
I don't like a real big butt, Jay Sean. I like a proportional woman. I like a proportional woman, not necessarily a big butt.
So
but a flat stomach is always desirable, though. A flat stomach.
So what? A flat.
Oh my God.
A flat stomach. He wants a flat stomach and a proportional butt. Hey, Mr. Solution, you make
trying to
be on your side. You're making it hard for me. I'm on your side. You're making it hard, man. Hold on.
Hey, I don't mean to, but maybe you'll tell me how so.
Hold on. 5420. You lied. 5420.
Poor thing.
Hello? How you doing? 5420. Oh, we got disconnected. Call back and then we'll bring you back on. If anybody, hold on. If anybody want to go live, you want to make a comment, you have to press 1. I will say, Miss Gigi, you got a lot of people in the chat room that's saying that they said you're a strong black woman, and they really feeling what your conversation is. But hold
Thank
on, let's see
very
if
much.
Somebody else.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. 2769, you live.
Okay, how are we today?
Great.
How are you doing?
Glad to hear that. So I think everybody has a point or two, except the gentleman. He keeps saying if the man comes in with. If anybody.
Yes, you will.
Anybody comes in to a relationship with their own valuables. You're not looking to get out of the relationship, but you are
mm-hmm.
looking to protect yourself, just like you said with insurance. So a prenup
mm-hmm.
is fair and safe. But in the prenup and in those agreements, you also talk about the things that you build together and how those things will be divided. So you're not going in to end it. You're just going in with an open mind. That's how, you know, I feel about it. And it's not necessarily because somebody wants a prenup, they're saying, I don't trust this relationship or I don't have love for you. No, it's living and learning. And what we see clearly is what happens to people when they don't know how to let go. And I say when they don't know how to let go. Because you're in a relationship, and when it gets to the point where one or both of you realize that it's not what you thought it was going to be, that's when you
mm-hmm.
should start exiting the relationship. You shouldn't stay in the relationship and start a tug of war and listen to your friends and try to get this and that. That usually comes when other things have happened. But if you go in fairly sane, like you said earlier, Ms. Gigi, right? Like you said,
yes,
you come into that relationship whole. I always said I have a video where how to have a happy divorce, how to have a happy relationship. And both of those things come with the same ingredients. You come in whole.
Yes, ma'am.
You come in happy. So you can get happier. That's what that IER is all about.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I have been in thank you.
I don't know if you heard me say that.
I was married.
We got some strong black women out here tonight. We got some strong black women.
Yes.
How old are you? How old are you? The lady was just speaking.
Ivadene is 61, Jayshawn.
You 61? You single too?
Jayshawn, I'm 61 and I'm single.
Okay, well,
and I'm not.
Asking.
I'm holding on. I want my listeners to know.
I know. I know the answer, but I want my listeners to know.
Wait.
I know, but you know I'm about to lead up to something. Like you trying to like, Jayshawn, I can hear
okay,
it in your
you're
voice.
Okay, you're right. I'm not leading up to everybody knows my life.
I'm not supposed to assume everyone knows my life. 95% of my listeners, listen, 95% of my listeners are single. 95% is between the age of 45, 50, and 70, but everybody is single, but everybody believe in love, and everybody looking for love.
Listen, Jayshawn. Let me say what I gotta say.
Hold up, you can't say nothing until I finish saying what I gotta say.
Okay, continue.
Let me make my point. Most of my listeners are single, right? And everybody is in the range of, I like to call it the third quarter of their life, because the first quarter of your life is 0 to 25. The second quarter of your life is 25 to 50. The third quarter is 50 to 75. And the fourth quarter is 75. So most of my listeners are in the third quarter of their life. Most of my listeners are single. Most of my listeners are still believing in love and looking for love. Like, they're not going to say they're looking for love, but everybody want love. I know that for a fact. My point is this. At what age or what time do you stop looking for love? Or do you, it's like get rich or die trying, or you get love or you die trying?
If I may add
about
now.
Yeah, forget about
may
the screen. Forget about
yes.
the big booty. Forget about all
okay.
that stuff.
Okay,
I'm 61 years old. You're 61 years old, right?
I am 61, but listen, Jayshawn, it's the difference in
being
single.
You still believe in love.
Hold on. Absolutely. That's why.
Oh,
my God.
Okay, go ahead. I'm not going to say nothing.
I'm not single because I'm looking for love. I'm single because I love me. And I know what I want and what I don't want. But what I do know, most importantly, is that I'm happy. So I'm single, and most of your listeners might be single, but I'm not single and lonely. There's a difference.
Not at all.
I'm not single and searching. I'm not sitting down and biting my nails and doing all these things to influence someone else's decision about me. I'm good with me. So I am single, but I am not lonely. And if
will you be a
love is gonna come.
Would you be a side chick?
Excuse me?
Would you be a side chick?
So let me tell you about that, because I couldn't talk before. So the side chick and side guy syndrome is not always negative. You have people who have their side pieces, and their home life is happy because those side pieces are satisfying something that home person either can't provide or no longer wants to provide.
I asked you, could you be a side chick? It's not really a side chick.
Could I be someone's other? Absolutely.
Hold on.
I could be someone's other.
Could you be somebody's mistress?
Absolutely.
No,
oh,
ma'am, cannot ask
no
questions and being a mistress. And be, okay,
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Born a Jehovah's Witness.
I don't know,
I
don't know how to
go
take
ahead.
That coming
sorry,
from you, Jay Shaw.
I had a moment right there.
But no, this is why I have to be someone's mistress. Because someone's mistress doesn't mean that I'm taking something from their home life. It could, as I was saying, it could very well mean that I'm making that home life happier. Because, exactly.
Ma'am, but can I ask
exactly.
you a question? Okay,
sure.
Can I ask you a question? You're saying that you're willing to, you would be a side chick or a mistress or, you know, someone, you know, the other chick. At what point do you feel that you are winning?
I'm not, it's not a game for me. That's
no,
what
no,
I'm
no,
trying to
it's not, so much as a game. I'm saying
go
winning
ahead.
As far as, not it's not a game. It's not a game because this is real life. People do this every day. But at
mm-hmm.
what point, when I say winning, do you feel that you're getting out of this what you put into it? You know, you're saying you're not making some. But what about those nights that you want to to be with you or holidays and that
no,
can't happen because
no.
he's with his wife?
That wouldn't be my situation. So you see, you can't. You can't go in, just like the prenup, you can't go in thinking you're going to get more than what you're able to get.
Okay, so
you're
can
not,
I ask you a personal question?
Silly.
Are you a
sure.
side chick? Are you a side chick?
No. You mean right now?
Have you ever been, have
sure.
you ever been a side chick?
Yes.
Sometimes. Now, some things I can't contest to because I've never been a side chick.
Miss Gigi.
Yes.
Miss Gigi.
I'm sorry.
Miss Gigi.
Yes.
Leave her alone. I'm looking for a side chick. Leave her alone, man. I'm looking for one of them right
there. Oh, no, I'm asking. Listen, say, Sean, I'm not. No. Listen, wait a minute. I don't want you to think that I'm downing you. I'm asking
no,
a question.
No, I know.
I'm asking a question because I've never been a side chick. I have no desire to be a side chick.
I'm
but
looking
I
for
do
one.
Also mentor.
Me,
I do also.
Me and
I also mentor.
Looking for a side chick.
But it's not so.
That's
so
why
let me
for one.
Let me share. You, when you say side
okay.
chick, you're bringing a negative end to it. You're painting a picture of someone who's causing someone to cheat. You're bringing a picture of someone who's not getting, who's getting the short end of the stick. And that's not necessarily the case. There are some people who don't want to sleep with people every night, who don't want people living in their space all the time. They want the life that they're choosing to have. And out there, there's that person who's looking for the same thing. But what a lot of people think, so, okay, I have another talk on having an affair. Is it helpful or hurtful? Again. There are people, and we know this. This is why we're in our third quarter of life and positioning ourselves the way we're positioning ourselves. So I'm not single because I've been the side piece or dated a married man or a man who had a woman. I'm not single because of that. I'm single because I'm good with me. I'm good with me. And if someone should come along, they have to be good. If then I dated this man in my head. He was an Aquarian. I dated him in my head, and the way I dated him in my head is that I considered, could this be? Because he kept throwing out these little, you know, signs, and I'm like, And then I started asking him a few questions, and based on his answers, I dated him in my head, and I quit him in my head within a week because it wasn't going to be exactly what I needed it to be. Not perfect, but the answers to the questions he gave me didn't fit into my life. And so I've been married twice, and I go in, like I said, the same way I want to come out, whole. If we go in and it looks like, you know, there's a pretty picture, and then when we get in, that paint starts fading, I'm going to communicate about it. But if it's still fading and running like bad mascara, I'm out. I'm not running.
You're getting out of
I'm not running.
What you intend to get out of it. I'm single because I choose to be single and because I don't want to settle.
But I'm happy. I'm happy and I have peace of mind. I have peace of mind beyond my understanding. At the same time.
Time out. 1 second. I got a caller in. 1 second, everybody.
Uh-huh.
989869, you live.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can
hear
you.
Ma'am.
I just wanted to say real quick, if this is an interesting call tonight, I just want to thank, I can always say brother, Jayshawn, for having this opportunity to let us speak out and, you know, air out our thoughts. But I just wanted to say to both women, they got issues. And you can clearly hear it in their voices and stuff. They are lonely. And you don't never know.
Oh,
you know, what
no far, ma'am. No, ma'am.
That's not, no, I just
no,
want to comment.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
I just want to say
oh, no,
my
ma'am.
Point.
Let her finish. Let her finish.
And that's all I wanted to say. So I'll just, because I don't want to start an argument, but I just want, I'm listening.
Oh,
I listen every week.
You just did.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Did.
No arguing, ma'am. I'm not, I don't have issues, and I'm definitely not lonely. Like I said, I'm single because of choice, not because I don't have them chasing. I choose because I don't, right now, I'm at a point in my life where my peace of mind is everything to me. And my love for the Lord has taken me to another level. So there's some things that I just will not tolerate or settle for in my life. I've been there. I've done that. So I choose happiness and peace of mind. Now, I'm definitely not lonely.
What?
Definitely not lonely.
What? Caller, what made you think they both was lonely? You heard it in a voice, or is have you been lonely before and you know that the way lonely sound? What made you say that?
Just by just listening, and I'm glad that she mentioned that she found the Lord, because that's how she found her peace. But like I said in my comment, they both been going through something. They don't acknowledge it sometimes. We don't acknowledge it, but since she mentioned that she's at peace with herself now, so I understand that. And it just sounds like it's just listening, you know, when they say they're not lonely or, you know, be happy being a side chick, because it happens.
Oh, no,
there's
no, no.
People I know,
not me.
Like,
not me, ma'am.
No,
I will never be a side chick.
You've never been, but you don't know that. But it's just a whole lot
I
of,
do
you
know that.
Know,
I know that about me. Ma'am, I've had an opportunity to be a side chick, and I turned it down
because
you know what? I put myself in another woman's shoes, that if that was my significant or my other, and that was happening to me, so that's why I choose not to be a side chick, because I know my worth, and I know that I'm more than being somebody's, you know, significant other. I know that
right.
I can have what's for me.
Right.
I know
right.
what's for me is for me.
Right.
Not somebody
right.
else's for me. Somebody else's man is not for me. Because
right.
see, I'm a selfish
right.
woman. I'm a selfish
right.
woman. I don't believe
we
in sharing. And I'm enough woman. I'm enough woman for the man that I'm with. So he don't
right.
need no side nothing, because you know what? I take care of my man.
Can I have a question? Yes. I have one question for you. Have you had a
yes,
side
ma'am.
Bingley? That's all I wanted to ask.
Could you repeat that again?
Have you had a side bingling?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
Because
my
that's
husband was more than enough for me. No, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am.
Very so cool. I have a question.
How old are you? How old are you, caller? How old are you?
42. I'm older. 52.
Over 52. Okay. Well, that's my average listening age. But look, on my show, everybody can say whatever they want to say. There's no
oh,
right
yeah.
answers. There's no
that's
right
why
answers.
I said, thank
it's
you.
Just,
that's why
it's
I said
just
you.
Opinion.
Yep. Right.
So,
Jayshawn,
exactly.
yeah.
no. Yeah.
I like to ask
and
her
that's
a question.
Why I said
so,
they need to express more.
Sure.
You know, they need to go into more, explore more of what they're saying. So. And that's why I appreciate you, you know, your calls that you have every week. People can come and give their own opinion. And I love it.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Right.
This is perfect, you know, tonight.
So if I may ask you,
thank
I'm the other one, can you tell me why do you feel like I am lonely? And what do you feel like I've been through?
No, I didn't say you was lonely. I said you sound like, you know, like you're going through a lot and you don't recognize it, you know, a lot of things. No,
right.
I didn't say you was lonely. Yeah. It just sounds
okay.
Like I should be listening to you. That's all.
So I'm sorry my sound is false. But I am not lonely. I have not
right.
gone through things. I have not gone through things. Like, I have not been hurt. I've had two husbands, but I have not been hurt.
I know, but
because
you were just like, you've been through some
oh,
things.
Oh, no, exactly, but I have, not been, I have not been hurt by that either. And I didn't hurt
how
anyone.
Long have you,
you
been how long have
no,
you been
through you sound lonely.
Oh, but it wasn't long. Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
Lonely.
This whole side
oh.
chick thing.
Ma'am, you egg Raymond. Can I just jump in there real quick? You said that
yeah.
you're not on women, that nothing was, that you've never hurt anyone along with that. Do you know that to be a fact?
Yes.
That you've never hurt anyone. Because
absolutely.
There's always going to be someone hurt when there's another person, when you got that one person that's been there for them. And they find out that this person is now cheating on them. Somebody is going to always be hurt.
So
you can't,
never,
you know, and that's just in life. You personally
no, no, no. I understand.
May not feel good.
I understand. What I'm saying is I've never hurt anyone because my term with them, their mates, hasn't been 2 years, 3 years, 6 months, 12 months, none of that. So that whole, that's what I'm saying.
Baby,
that
if it was one date,
thing,
if it was one
no,
time,
no, no, no.
if it was
no.
one time, that hurts
no.
someone.
It no,
does. I've been there.
No, it does.
So,
you know what?
You know,
okay.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Okay. Okay.
When that other person has been with that person for a long period of time and they cheat with you one time. No, it didn't hurt you, but it hurt them.
No, not if they
so
didn't.
You got to look at the other way. How you know they don't know? A woman always knows. She might not always
then,
speak
okay.
on it.
You know what? You might be right. You might be right.
And you
but
know,
I'm
that's just in life. But you remember, you reap what you sow. So,
but
that's
not,
you
but
know,
that's, a,
that's,
oh, honey,
that's how life
need,
goes, though, with all of us.
Wait. So, second husband says to me, there's no one else that he needs to, like, break from in order for us to be together. And I said, that's not a problem. Are you sure? He said, yes, but he kept listening to Toni Braxton in the dark. And, you know, I was like, okay, if that should change, let me know. He never let me know, but I let him know. So it's not about reaping what you sow and karma and all of that. And that's what I was trying to explain before. There are people out there who, and I'm not saying everybody, of course, who are not fulfilling the needs of their mate, men and women, but it doesn't stop them from loving each other. It doesn't stop them from loving
it
each
doesn't.
Other.
It doesn't. Okay.
No,
we got
me.
It.
Mr.
Could I bring one
call.
More call?
Yeah,
one
more second
got,
before you hang up, Jay Sean, I have a question for you while she's on the line.
Oh,
Mr.
Okay, one,
Mr. Love.
One second.
You
second.
Know, you don't give a fuck, love. Okay.
Hold on. One second. We got a lot of people on the line. One second. 6606, you live.
Okay, good. I just wanted to find out what a side piece is. Is it a mistress when somebody's married and the other person is fooling around with the mistress? Or is it because the two people are in a relationship and then one of the people in the relationship starts dating another person without the major person knowing about it? So I wanted to find out what the definition is of a side piece.
Thank you.
Someone is dating someone else that is either married or has been with someone else, or, you know, or is in a relationship. Now, some people have open relationships. But a side chick is somebody that's willing to be the other person.
Okay. So in other words, there's a commitment there either by marriage or by relationship, and one of the persons is not letting the other one know and is therefore cheating with another person. So is that, that's a good definition that I understand it. Okay.
Yeah.
Caller, are you married?
No.
Yo, hey, caller, is this Joe? Is this Joe?
Yes, it's Joe. How you doing?
Oh, hold on. Everybody, this is Joe right here. Joe, what's going on?
How you doing, Deshaun?
Joe was a frequent caller of the show. We fell out months and months ago. Hey, Joe, listen.
Yeah.
If anything I've said before, you know what I'm saying, when me and you had that falling out, you know, I take responsibility for it. You know what I'm saying?
We didn't have any falling out.
I really appreciated you. I appreciated you calling, and I caught a lot of flack when me and you had that argument that day. I had people that stopped listening to my show because me and you got
really?
So I've been waiting for you to call back forever. Yeah, I lost listeners.
I don't even remember.
I should have talked to you like that. So look,
I don't even remember that. I remember we had a disagreement, but I don't remember you being obnoxious. So the next time
I remember we had a disagreement.
I don't remember
said,
that.
Like, I'm
okay.
not never calling this show anymore, and then you never called again.
I never said that. I never said that.
You don't remember anything?
Something happened. I can't remember what happened, but something happened. But it's been a long time since you called it. Anyway,
yeah, it's been a few months, but that's, yeah. I mean, I don't even remember that. I mean, we had a difference of opinion, but I don't remember getting out of hand. But I'd like to thank those people.
I lost a lot of people. People was angry with me about that. I lost a lot of listeners for that. So I think, what was I calling
you?
Montana Joe. Montana Joe, that's right.
Yeah, I'm from Joe from Montana. That's who I am.
Right.
So I like to tell those people who are defending me, thank you very much for being on my side, but I don't remember it being taken to that kind of level. So if they ever call back again, you can tell them that you and I are on good terms. Okay? Because Okay?
I'll make a
post. So sorry to interrupt the show like that, but... okay.
But anyway, how you been?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I just was listening for a couple of minutes, and I do believe that one of the callers, or whom she may be your co-hostess for tonight, was right, that even if you date somebody for one date, if you have a committed relationship, then it can hurt the other person if that other person knows about it. If that other person doesn't know about it, then, you know, no harm, no foul. And I disagree with the same person when she says women always know. Women don't always know. You know, if women always knew, then they would get a lot of alimony. Okay, they don't always know.
Well, sir, we may not always be able to prove it. See, it's a difference in knowing and being able to prove it. But a woman always has a sixth sense.
Yeah, well, that's a myth. Women don't always know. There are women who get divorced, and then they say, I never knew anything was wrong. I didn't know
anything.
Okay,
well, maybe that's
them
women. I am one woman that has always known.
That's you. That's good.
And some, but, that's,
but we've said, you said
you know,
women.
That's not all women. Yeah, women.
Okay.
Most women know. They may not be able to put their hand on it, but they know something is not right. Because I'm going to tell you why. Unfortunately, you guys, and I'm speaking about men and just the way men are made up, just like the way women are made up. We talk too much sometimes. Y'all as men sometimes, when y'all are cheating or doing something out of the norm, the norm, y'all act different. Y'all don't know how to play it off. Women can have their side dick right next to them and tell them to be quiet and talk to their husband on the other line.
Yeah, and women and men can do that too. The thing is, maybe most women do. I just wanted to make
sure. No, but most men get to stumbling over their words. They get to stumbling over their words. Y'all say the wrong thing. You know, y'all don't act normal. You know, you go to whispering. Women will tell that side dick to be quiet.
Okay, well, there are men who can do that, who stumble and do
and
what like,
men
do
men do the same thing. No, there are men that also do the same thing because there are also those women that are women willing to be the side chick. So they know when to be quiet.
Yeah, I'm just saying that 100% of men. Yeah, I know. So I'm just saying that there are men. I am saying that there are men who commit adultery and the wife doesn't know about it. Just like there are women who commit adultery and the man doesn't know about it.
And the husband never know about it. No, because they're good.
Yeah.
They know how to play. They know how to balance it out.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so,
some people know about it.
Yeah.
And just choose not to address it because they're doing the same thing.
Right. I just think that if you're a side piece, then if you know what's going on, you shouldn't really be held responsible for what goes on that goes on astray in the marriage. All right? Because it's the man and the woman who are married. They're the ones who have taken the vows. They're the ones who are responsible for cheating. So if somebody wants to come along,
right.
And if the husband says, well, I like you, and the girl says, well, I like you, and they, you know, they get together, I wouldn't put the blame on her at all.
Well, you don't blame, just like if a woman gets caught cheating, you don't blame the other man that she's cheating with because she's the one that has the obligation to you. The same thing with the man. That man gets caught cheating, a lot of women go after the other woman, which to me, I never understood because to me, y'all need to get together. If you want to beat up on somebody, get together and whoop his ass. But at the same token, she doesn't have an obligation to you. He does. So it goes both ways.
Exactly. But the only exception to that, I feel, is that my cousin, my friend, if they know that I'm entangled with a woman, then they shouldn't come along. And if, let's say, we're having a hard time, I and the woman, my cousin, my best friend, it's hands off. Keep your hands off the girl I'm dating.
That should never even come into play when it comes to family. But unfortunately, it happens, even if it's a best friend. I don't think that if your best friend know that you and your woman are having problems, he needs to be coming over here and console her, and vice versa. And, you know, that goes both ways. But when they choose to do that, everybody is an adult. But everybody's got to take responsibilities for their own actions.
See, the problem comes in when nobody wants to take responsibility.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let me try to bring a caller in, everybody. Hold on one second. 9935.
Hello. Hey,
okay,
can y'all hear me now?
I can hear you now. What's good? What's going on?
Hey, what's up? It's Mercedes, you know. I want to just touch base on a couple little things, you know. Mr.
You want to touch on a couple of things?
Yeah.
When you say you
wanted
to touch on
things.
A couple of things?
Yeah, a little bit, you know. So,
Let me
say this though first, like this, because this is like a and like I've been doing the podcast almost 3 years, but this is the first time I've been doing this podcast. People should know I got eight kids. But this is the first time in podcast that one of my baby mothers actually called the show. You're the first one that ever called my show. So I got to let everybody know this is the first time one of my baby mothers ever called the show. So this is a monumental, this is a special occasion.
So this is the first time. Okay.
So what's going on? What you want to say?
So first I want to say, you know, Mr. What's your name, bro? What you say your name is? Mr. Fuck Love.
Mr. Solution? Right? Oh, me?
No,
Mr.
he said
me.
Mr. Fuck.
Yeah, me. Oh, you talking about me. Okay, what's up?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, boo. You know.
Who?
in the beginning.
I ain't hear what you said. What'd you say? Wait a minute. Slow down. What you said?
In the beginning, you was like, you know, you missed the fuck love, you know. And I understand it because, you know, it was never a team like you and me, you know what I'm saying? So nice compared to that. So I expect you to be Mr. Fuck Love because can't nobody compare it to what we had, you know?
I love you, though. I love you too, you know. Huh?
I still love you, but that's what I'm trying to say, nobody can ever compare to what we had, so you know what I mean, that's why you missed the fuck love right now, because nobody can compete, you know what I'm saying, so I want to say that first, you know, and now I want to say, you know, sometimes you know how it is when a motherfucker pay a bitch to leave, right? It pays to leave,
right?
So when it comes to the side chick, you know, sometimes the side chick chooses to be the side chick. You know what I mean? She may choose to be the side chick because it's easier for her. You know what I mean? Because she realizes that the individual that's pursuing her isn't worth anything more than being a side nigga. Now, when that said, when you put it like that, you know, if I was giving some advice to a side chick, I would let her know that you make sure that that person has more, he fancies you more than he fancies his paper agreement, his legal binding agreement. He may be still bonded by the litigations of a contract, but however, you're the one that he's always thinking of, he's always bending over for, and as long as it's...
Oh, hold on. Don't tell me my damn baby mother done turned into a bona fide side chick now. That's what you sound like.
I'm not saying that, but let's not knock the side chicks because, you know, depending on who you
no,
is,
that's what you
when
sound
you're
like.
Side chick, wait, you, depending
you
on
sound,
who
you
is, when you
advocating
side chick.
For the, you advocating for the side chicks now. Wait a minute now.
Because
hold on.
You,
you
want
are,
side
you
are,
get are you single? Are you single right now?
Absolutely. I'm single.
Is you looking for love? Are you looking for love?
No.
So you looking for love?
I miss fuck love.
Oh, you? I miss the fuck love. You miss fuck love. Okay.
Absolutely, because you know.
All right.
We ain't gonna, in our lifetime, Jay, we ain't gonna never ever come across. Gonna keep it real like we kept it real. You feel what
right,
I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Well,
like,
yeah.
People don't really,
you know, people don't know on my show anyway, but they don't know. But I always tell people that when I talk about you, I always say, me and my daughter mother, Mercedes was we was Jay-Z and Beyonce before Jay-Z and Beyonce. That's how I say about me and you. We was like Bonnie and Clyde, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Bonnie, when people know what Bonnie and Clyde mean, we was Bonnie and Clyde. But now I'm just joking. I feel like this. If somebody, if you in a good position and you a side chick, then, I mean, I guess you in a good position. If you don't believe in being a side chick, shit. You don't believe in being a side chick. Fuck it. You don't got to be a side chick. But I also say this. I've been married twice, divorced twice. I had mistresses during my first marriage. but I treated my side chick. Somebody said that earlier. I don't remember what it was, but I treated my side chick just as good as I treated my wife. The only problem I have with side chicks is when they let somebody take advantage of them, far as like maybe they might be taking care of their wife better than they taking care of their side chick. Because like somebody said earlier, side chicks, side chicks. So,
yeah,
like sometimes people don't know that side chicks keep people marriages together.
Sometimes
I don't
they
know
do.
If that's a good. Well, I know that's not a good thing, but it's just
no.
It's just I'm telling you, it's just fact.
That was me.
Because
that was me, and that is correct.
Right.
That is correct. Because
so, yeah.
Who said that, Yvonne Janae?
Wyatt Fox.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah, so side chicks, like, I'm going to tell y'all, let me talk for a minute. I'm going to tell you some real shit. I think I told my sister this before. I was married the first time I was married, and I was younger then. And I was married. I had two kids. I was doing the whole married thing. And I know my first wife, she probably listening, but I got to keep it real. So I was married, I was young, I had two kids, I had two good ass jobs, but I met this female when I was working at the hospital. She was from Atlanta, and, we started talking, and, at first I wasn't cheating, and she was married. And for some reason, me and her just, I don't know what it was. I would take lunch in the lunchroom at the hospital. She would be in there. We would sit together, and we just start talking. And one thing led to another. And before I knew it, her day, in the hospital, you get one day off a week and every other weekend. So my one day off a week was Tuesday. Her one day off a week was Tuesday. So we decided we was going to get up and get together on our days off, and I was going to tell my wife I'm working. She was going to tell her husband she was working. So anyway, we got together and then it was magical. It was like too good to be true. But now maybe it was too, now that I'm older, I could say maybe it was too good to be true, because it was something different from what I had at home. And when you married and when you with the same person a long time, something on the side is gonna spicing up, you know, make it better. But anyway, we started every Tuesday. We would get together and go to the hotel and spend the day at the hotel every Tuesday, me and this girl. And I'm gonna tell you this is what I wanted to say. And I'm gonna tell you when after the hotel, when she went home and I went home and I went home to my wife, my life couldn't have been better. My marriage, even though it couldn't have been better. So from I was on cloud nine. So from Tuesday to next Tuesday, I was on cloud nine. So
that's
why I say sometimes side chicks make your marriage better, because I would be in a good ass mood for the. Now that's, I know it sounds crazy and weird, but I'm just telling you the truth, and it go on every day in society and every day in the world that side chicks make marriages better. And I'm not advocating for them, but that's all I wanted to say.
But
look, hold on. Mr. Solution, you still here? Mr. Solution.
Yes, sir. Look, I wanted to disabuse you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hold on.
I want to disabuse you of something that you just said, and several people said it a moment ago. First of all, an identified home wrecker can be sued in court for alienation of affection by the injured party. Okay, so that person who knowingly wrecks a marriage can be held liable. And Jayshon, I'm a little bit concerned about you. Your show last week, you dealt with a situation where a 25-year-old was tortured and shot to death by the wife of by the wife of the husband. Do you recall that?
Yes.
Yeah, and so there are consequences. There are dire consequences, and you guys can look that up. I don't recommend Google Start Page is better because Google tracks you, but nevertheless, you guys can look that up. That a home wrecker can be held legally liable, and sometimes they are. So that's not a situation that one wants to find themselves. You know, I've advised women that they should go out and find their own man. Don't deal with a married man. So the person who's not married indeed does have a moral and a legal obligation to not be a home wrecker. Go ahead.
No,
so
no you
say,
didn't.
Can I say something?
No, you didn't. Go wait. You better stop me now, Roger. Go ahead.
Okay, so here's the problem. So yes, not only is adultery a crime if it causes a divorce, but this gentleman is speaking about a home wrecker, which means he almost half a minute missed the part about homemaker.
Come.
So we're living in America, and America has their way of doing things, all right? So based on what Mr. Solution is saying, that's the American combination. That's the American biblical way. If you have a husband, you have a wife, it's only you, your husband, you, your wife. But like I said earlier, all of those things were written and done, and America has put this stuff in place. But we're human. I don't know if anybody else knows this, but the way men and women are designed, sex is a major part of our existence. Now, in my day, and I kept saying to you, Jayshon, as well earlier, what is this side chick thing? Because you're giving it a street connotation. You're making it seem like, you know, you're being swept up, thrown in the garbage, and then put back out. Side chick is like, if you say you're the other woman or you're the other man, because I know we keep talking about women, but we're the other man, that is important in some people's lives. So if you were looking for a husband, and so let's just, you know, I guess this Monopoly board game, let's make sure all the players are lined up. You have the person who's not looking for commitment for marriage, and they don't fall under the umbrella of Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we better say Christ, because if we go to Allah, it'll be a completely different story. So you have to just understand what direction people are coming from and what they bring to the table. You bring to the table maybe your education and your profession. Okay, so, you know, if there's an attorney and there's a divorce attorney and, you know, they're going to advise, okay, go ahead and advise. Like I say, when it comes to divorces, it's because you already knew it was supposed to be over, or people are holding on for material possessions and or for security and or, as they say, for the kids. But if you watch Bridges of Madison County, that'll take care of that one. But you have to understand that, number one, there's not one woman for one man on this earth. Later for the town you live in, okay? It doesn't exist. It's just not an even Steven. It's not an Adam and an Eve situation, and every time one was created, another one, all that stuff. You know, again, you have to, like, put on the table. And I don't mean players as in we all going to be out there playing. There's something for everyone. Every situation is different.
Every situation is different. Can I just cut in real quick? And I definitely want to say that you're right. You're spot on with what you're saying. And, you know, because there's people that are they are married where they don't have a say-so in who they're going to marry. You know, it's chosen for them. So they are being married through their cultures and stuff like this. And it's not the person that they chose, you know. And through their life here in, you know, in America or whatever, they find themselves, you know, wanting different things, you know, learning different things and being in a state where they don't want to disappoint their family. They don't want to disappoint their culture and stuff like that, but they're unhappy. And then when you take all things in the you know, into the right perspective, like sometimes the person on the side does make the marriage better because of the fact that person that is forced into a marriage that they don't want, now they don't want to disappoint everyone else, so they continue on in that marriage. And if they went ahead and just left the marriage and did what they wanted to do, you know, against what they were taught, now they they're in a state where they end up disappointing everyone and their parents, or, you know, heartbroken and so forth and so on. So you really have to, like, think about where the person is coming from that you're dealing with, you know.
Right.
What she just put out there is very true.
Hey,
everyone,
I would like to say to the home wrecker or to the potential home wrecker,
Mr.
it just
Solution,
depends
one minute,
on how much.
One second. We get ready to go into the. We get ready to go into the. If anybody gets disconnected, if you hang up, you won't be able to get back on after 10 o'clock. So everybody on, you have to stay on. Hold on, Mr. Solution, Miss Gigi, you okay? You good?
I am fine. I'm listening, waiting, letting everybody come. But I want to jump in. You know, we keep going back.
Hold on one second. I wanted to
before
say
we
that,
do that,
we getting ready to go into the third hour. I didn't know if you had something to do or not. You good?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, you good. Okay, hold up. So look, let Mr. Solution make his comment, and then you could come on after that. I just wanted to let everybody know, because we're going to lose a couple of people at 10 o'clock, maybe some of the people on the link. So I wanted to let them know I want to appreciate them for tuning into the show. At 10 o'clock, we're going to lose some people. I don't know who we're going to lose. If you're on the phone line, you're going to be able to stay. If you're on the link, sometimes it cuts you off. Hopefully it won't, because this is really a good show. So I just wanted to say, if it cuts you off, thank you for tuning in, we'll see you next week. But anyway, we're going to go to Mr. Solution, then we're going to Miss Gigi. We in the third hour. This is the from 10 to 11, I like to call it after hour part of the show where everything goes. But it seemed like the first 2 hours everything goes. So we on a roll here. I just appreciate everybody who listened to the show. Mr. Solution, you want to make a comment?
Yeah, thank you. I'll just wrap this up. Look, if first of all, I date, right? I'm a single guy. I date. I don't want to be involved with a woman who has, like, a stalker or someone who won't let her go. She needs to deal with that. She needs to fix that. But my point is to the home wrecker, and I've advised home wreckers, by the way, first of all, to stop being that. You had the case last week, Jay Sean, where you talked about the young 25-year-old lost her life by being a home wrecker. And that is more likely than someone suing you, although that is an option that the injured party has. So it comes down to this for the sane and sensible person, how much drama you want in your life. Now, just having said that, I want to shift to another subject just briefly. And this is a financial subject, which is really, really crucial, I think. Jay Sean, when you talked about the various quarters of a person's life, and I think that has some relevance, so I'm going to embark upon that. And that is from the ages of 65 to 85, that 20-year time frame, and this is particularly true for women, you're going to need approximately $1.9 to $2.4 million to get you through the end of life from 65 to 85. Most women, American women, don't have that kind of money. So the concern is going to be, how are you going to make it? If you don't have a man, unless you're going to shack up with a woman, but a man would be natural. And I would say it's unnatural for women to live alone. That's a first world situation. And I would just say men have so civilized the world that women think they can make it on their own. But nevertheless, that $1.9 to $2.4 million is what a person is going to need to carry them from 65 to 85, that 20-year span of life. Thanks.
Okay, Mr. Solution.
Okay.
To come back with that on that, you keep talking about women won't make it without a man. Do you know how long women have been making it without men? Men are
never.
Not good to be. Men
never.
Are
women
not.
Have never made it without men. That's a fiction.
Mr. Solution.
Saying that's a fiction, what you just said.
Now, I'm entitled to my opinion just like you're entitled to yours, but if you would let me get my opinion out, maybe you'd have a better understanding of what I'm going to say.
Yes, oh submissive one.
You know what? I'm just going to say this. You are peculiar, and I'm going to leave it at that. But for you to say that a woman can't make it, let me tell you something. Most of you men, our women, when you got a good woman, that is your backbone. Okay? Men didn't have women. Women had men. Don't forget that. Okay? We all have a position that God gave us all the ability to be able to do.
Right.
Men
and
made
that sounds
it so
real feminine to me, by the way.
Sir, you're not letting me finish. Men, and we should call them men today, and that doesn't include all men because there are some real men out here. And when I say real men that are also willing to listen to a woman and consider what she's saying, because most of the time y'all will do things your way and got to come back and ask the woman about to come fix it. So we're not going to go with the man saying, listen, okay.
That's crap, ma'am. By the way, do you think that's significant, that from 65 to 85, the amount of money that a woman will need to get her over to have a man?
We talking real life. Sir, we talking real life. What you saying? What you're saying is not reality in most people's life that is on this line. Look at the
eviction rate of women. A lot of them are being thrown out on the streets.
Look at
the homeless camps. They've started to burgeon with women.
Mister, sir. Stop being rude.
All right, look, if you disagree, I care about women. Care about arguing with you, ma'am, in your submissive state. But I'm just making what I consider to be a very valid point. It's an existential point that needs
sir,
to be dealt
just
with.
Just like saying that women don't have an opinion. Sir, what you're saying is women don't have an opinion. Wait a minute.
I'm saying
women
you aren't submissive, by the way.
My
and
God.
Are you feminine?
Okay, and you're not a man. You are not a man. So if I'm not a woman, a real woman, and I'm not feminine, you definitely aren't a man. Because right now you're acting like
a real woman. I said that you weren't feminine and you aren't submissive by your speech pattern.
Because guess what? I don't have to be submissive to you. I don't have to be submissive to you. You have not allowed me to, sir, you have not allowed me to finish nothing that I have said. Nothing. Mm-hmm. I have been quiet and allowed you to say what you had to say. Okay? Because what you are is a feminist, a male chauvinist, because you don't see the fence on every side. I guess your mother wasn't a woman.
There you go. That's a personal attack, right?
Wait a minute,
right? And that shows your femininity and your submissiveness.
Okay,
carry on.
Sir. Again, like
well,
I said, you keep cutting me off.
That's
okay, Antoinette, be quiet. Wait a minute.
No.
Can you be quiet
but
for a second?
Wait, hold on.
Okay,
that's
can
not
y'all
me,
please,
by
please,
the way. That's another woman.
That's my niece.
What?
I know who that is. But I'm
you
asking everyone to
quiet.
Please be quiet and let me say what I have to say. That's what
right.
I'm asking.
I understand, Auntie, but let me just let
you
know that he wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for a woman. So how dare you think that women are so much beneath the authority of a man, because men wouldn't even be here if we would not give birth to you. So stop.
Yeah, but where did you come from? Where did the first woman come from?
That's why right now, everyone
where did the first woman come from?
Okay, listen, sir. We know that the woman comes from the rib of the man. We know that. Just like you were made from the dirt. But guess
what? Hey, ma'am, I'm not fighting you, right? I'm healthy. I'm asset laden. I'm not fighting you, so get off your high horse. I'm not fighting with you.
Wait a minute, baby. The horse that I ride, trust me, it's on the same level. You're the one
why
that appears to be.
Wait a minute.
Why don't you be
to
kind and feminine? You don't have to fight me. We don't have
sir,
to engage
not,
in a fight, right?
I
don't
want
to fight you.
In the right of a woman.
Where
is I'm defending the right of a woman. Antoinette, be quiet for
no,
a second, please.
I just want him to answer my question.
Can I finish saying what I had to say? Nobody, I was quiet for everybody talking to the point that Jay Sean had to come on and ask me, was I okay? Because I let everybody say what they had to say.
I just wanted to know where did he come from.
Be quiet for a second. Mr. Solution, once again, you think that you are so above. Okay, let me tell you something. God didn't make just man alone. He made man and woman so man wouldn't be alone. He didn't make woman just to be here for y'all's, you know, y'all's use, but to be your helpmate. And how can a woman be your helpmate if you are constantly downgrading her? Okay? Because
what
at the end
I
of the
day, that was downgrading.
What a woman can't live without a man.
Well, that's
woman,
true.
That's great. That's
you
not
need
true.
Men's power to survive. You can't survive without a man. You can't provide food, housing, or shelter without a man.
I do it every day, sir.
The house
I do it every
you're living
day.
In, the car you drive, everything you use was produced by a man. You can't survive without
sir.
A man.
Sir.
You don't have to
I'm
say,
sorry.
I hear you. Go ahead
I'm
with your
sorry.
Point if you have one.
I am so sorry that you are so narrow-minded. I'm so sorry for you. I really am.
You
but
can't
you
acknowledge
to
every.
You
wait a minute.
To,
you can't acknowledge that everything you use in your life is provided by a man. You are too arrogant to provide to acknowledge that.
Oh, no, it sounds like you're the arrogant one. It sounds like you're the arrogant one, and I feel sorry for you.
I really
and let's
do.
Look at this. Look, I don't want to argue with you. I'm not going to because I see you're ready for a fight. I don't want to fight with you.
No, you can't handle a strong woman standing up to you is what you can't handle. See, because you're
not
a weak woman.
That's a misnomer. You aren't strong. You're mildly, you're not strong.
It shows that you want to control, and if you throw glitter up in the air and it turns to pink polka dots, you want a woman to say okay. But that ain't real life,
that's not
lady.
True, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, that's how you're coming off.
Well, that's
you're
how
not
you choose to interpret it. That's that.
And
that is
like,
also
in
play.
That's like you choose to interpret
what
I'm
just
saying.
Giving you,
it goes both ways. It goes both ways. Your opinion is no better than my opinion. Because guess
giving
what?
You facts, you don't seem to like facts.
There is no right or wrong to somebody else's opinion. But I can see that you clearly think that because you're a man that you are so superior. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Let's say this. If you go to the Selective Service website, it only requires men to register for your protection. You use the protection of men without reciprocating.
Oh, okay. I'm so glad that that's what you think. Because, baby, you better go back to the school. Because I came from this. You better go back to the school and turn them degrees in. You better turn them back in. Because somebody
well, okay, justify that. Why should I turn them in? What did I say
because
that does not justify my degree?
Because that's
because
why
you don't know what you're talking about. You're not talking real life. You talking somebody's fair, you know, somebody's fantasy life. I don't know where.
Okay,
you
what
live.
I'm saying is, okay, if you go to the selectiveservice.gov website, it only requires men between the ages of 18 and 26 and 26 years old to protect you.
Mm.
You are the protected and the provided one by U.S. law. Men provide
sir.
That protection.
Jason, okay. Where do you get this clown from? Where did you get
see,
this
you're an idiot now. I notice you're a fool, ma'am. You are a fool.
Okay, well, guess what? And you're a clown. So we
hey,
be
you're
a fool.
You don't even realize the foundation that your ass sits. You're a fool.
Okay. Well, I guess what? I'm so glad that you think that. Because the,
no,
the,
that's
the,
true.
Go to the
selectiveservice.gov and read it. Assuming
okay,
you can read.
Listen to this.
All right, look here, I'm done with you. Just shut up. I don't want to hear what you have to say.
You
so speak to the air.
You going
to.
When
the air.
Comes back, you tell me
hand.
What
hand. Speak to the
that's
hand.
Why you're so single. Mrs. Solution.
No, let me tell you something, little voice. There are a lot of men who are going outside of the country because women here aren't fit, feminine, and friendly. And they're overweight. A lot of women are rotund, right? They're portly. And they don't present either a healthy or an attractive situation for men. A lot of men are actually leaving the country, South America, Europe, wherever, where women are qualitatively better.
Every woman that those men go get, guess what? You are their side nigga.
Wait a minute, what, say that again? What?
Every
they side with you?
Every man who goes to those other countries to get a woman, you
right,
are
you know about
woman.
That. Go ahead.
You are that woman's side nigga. Good night. Goodbye. Bye.
Yeah, you're an idiot. You also are young. You sound like an idiot.
Oh. You're an idiot.
Women, you know, America is the training ground for many women who are fools.
You feel like you're a superior.
Guess what? You are not even
okay. You register for the military.
Wait,
for the military, Miss Mouse.
Let's stop for a second, because we know that he hasn't had this much entertainment in his life in how long?
I don't.
No,
you're all over the place. Go take a drink. You're probably a lush.
Wow.
You are probably a lush. It's Friday.
No one listens to you. You're the guy who rides down the highway looking for some.
Hey, why don't you deliver a fact? Got it. You can insult me. Why don't you deliver a fact?
No one.
But that's the thing, sir. Nobody's trying to insult you. You're doing enough insulting for everybody.
I know you're full of
insults.
Why don't you deliver a fact?
Oh, my gosh. Sir, you are the one to call the insult. And single man, you.
Because so many women aren't fit to be in a relationship with. You're right.
You listen. That's why you keep dating women. You so little face.
He probably never has.
That's why you're still dating. And you're not married? That's
of
why,
your
because
type,
you're so
no.
familiar. And you're
of
guess
your
what?
Type, let
guess
me ask
what,
you
sir?
Women something.
Guess
besides,
what, sir? No.
Besides talking crap,
you know what?
Can you guys say anything intelligent? Now, the little one with the little voice who one can hardly hear, I thought you were leaving.
Time out.
Why don't you go ahead and execute your leaving?
Time out.
Because he's being real disrespectful.
Time out.
Jay.
Yeah, whatever.
You know,
wait a minute. Hold up.
Wait, Jay, you know we know when somebody's being pushed to the edge. Yeah, let's leave him alone.
Ah, there you go.
Like you always is.
Hold on.
You know what, sir?
I really feel bad for you.
That you are.
Wait a minute.
Ma'am, let me tell you something. You don't need to feel bad for me. You need to feel bad for yourself.
Oh, yeah, I feel bad for you. No, I don't have to feel bad for me, baby. I have peace of mind. I'm happy.
Hey, feel bad. Why don't you say something intelligent? Why don't you say something that's not insulting?
Sir, you haven't said anything intelligent.
Okay.
What you have said is you've used a bunch of big words to try to impress somebody, but guess what?
Okay, maybe you should go
it's
and get your
working.
Degree
no,
so you understand big words.
Oh, don't worry about
okay.
it. I got my degree, baby. I got my degree.
Good. I
don't
hope
have
you
to
have
get
your $1.9 to $2.4 million. Dollars.
Oh, my God.
Guess what?
Really?
I have more than that.
Hey,
I have
well,
more
let me
than
say
that.
That. If you have more
look,
than that,
look,
you
look,
should
look,
speak
look,
more
look,
intelligently.
Time out.
I don't need to because guess
time
what?
Out,
guess
time
what?
Out.
At the end of the guess what, sir? Sir? See, you're worried
Rashawn,
about money.
There's no way to, talk,
money
to stop that mouth
away.
Train. That
guess
mouth
what?
Train will not stop.
Guess what? It sure is. And you can handle it. That's the problem.
You're right
when a
about
man
that.
Can't
yes.
handle, when
you're
a man
right
can't
that,
handle
ma'am.
A strong-minded woman,
but
he resorts to
let's,
talking about
let's
his money
this.
And his degree and all this other stuff that don't even matter.
Jay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, Jay Sean asked y'all to be quiet. Jay Sean, we're going to let
Jay
you take Sean. The floor because this clown here.
Jay Sean.
Ma'am, you call
Jay
me
clown
a clown,
right there.
You're a bitch.
Oh my God! Really?
This is a solution. Your name's not Mr. Solution, sir.
Are you upset, Mr. Solution? You're resorting to name calling. You're resorting to name calling. That's very intelligent, Mr. Solution.
Time out. Everybody, listen. Hold on, listen. No. For real, this is serious right here. For real, what I'm going to say, listen. This is exactly what happened when we got new people to the show. Like, this is good for podcasts, but listen. The people that sound like you don't know Mr. Solution, this is what Mr. Solution do. Like, Mr. Solution, he comes out here and, you know what I'm saying, whatever, he calls ruckus or whatever, I don't know. But everybody got their own opinion, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody texted me and said, somebody, no, listen, hold up, time out. Somebody texted me and said,
why you letting Mr. Solution talk to your baby mother like that? And I'm saying, she grown, she can handle her own. She can, she can handle her own.
Let me say, I had no idea she was your baby mother there, Jay Sean. On your behalf, I'll withdraw mine.
We are... We all adults out here.
Jay Sean, you being the host, on behalf of you, I'll withdraw my comment.
No, it's
but
okay.
But you shouldn't have called nobody a bitch anyway. But I'm going to tell you what. Make sure you put Ms. Bitch on the end of mine.
Listen, Mr. Solution, I appreciate it because you definitely are giving insight to, you know, a whole slew of listeners right now. And, you know, that's all I was trying to do as well. You know what I mean? We are all grown. We are all educated in our own, you know, rights, however that may be. And we are entitled to our own opinion. And, you know, this is definitely something that is great all around. So, you know, whoever's listening, you know, it's definitely not something that's like a harsh argument. It's a debate. It's a, you know, just communication all the way around, whether it seems like lack of or it's right on, someone's getting something out of it. You know, hopefully it's positive.
Exactly.
Mr. Solution, I don't want you to think I'm going to always hold my opinion and, I'm sorry, and stand up. But when you start getting to the point that, and that's what you came on to do, is to cause ruckus, and it, because
well,
I
wait a minute. First of all, that's
drama.
A lie. I didn't come on to cause. Why would I come on to cause? That's absurd. That is ridiculous.
It's absurd for you to say the things that you said, but you said them. And it's
what did I say that
wrong.
Was wrong? Quote one thing that I said that was wrong.
One thing that you said that was wrong, that men are here to take care of women, and women can't live without a man. You were very wrong with that, sir.
Well,
very
well,
wrong. Because what y'all need to do is get back to manning. What y'all have to do is get back
to
manning so women don't have to do it, because we don't want to do it. We are forced to do it because men today aren't men. They are men boys.
No, wait a minute, ma'am. Why would you say men aren't men?
Because if men were men, women wouldn't be so many women out here having to do it on their own.
Well,
that's why I say men aren't men.
Let's say this. Maybe it's the men that the women tend to choose.
Not true.
Women tend to choose because many women are irresponsible. Do you ever blame a woman for anything? Women tend to choose bad men because they know there's no accountability on their part.
Now, wait a minute. Y'all take care of us. We're irresponsible. What else are we? Why are you putting it in there? Come on, answer the rest of the list. So I remember.
Why? You know that there are responsible men. If there weren't responsible men, society wouldn't run.
There are responsible men out here in the world. There are some responsible men.
All right, well, then don't say
we're
irresponsible. That's just not true.
I didn't say that. I did not say all men were irresponsible. I did not say that. I didn't put all y'all in the box like you putting us all women.
Okay.
No,
I'm not putting all women in the box.
Men need to get back to manning so women don't have to do it. We were forced to do it. Because you men are not raising other men. Y'all raising little boys. Because if y'all was raising men, it wouldn't be so many households. It wouldn't be so many kids out here with no father. It wouldn't be so many kids out here without a man to show them how to be a man. It's
you
the same way with a woman.
Point,
it wouldn't be so many
point,
young
please.
Girls out here that
women
are women because
wait
our women.
Until they were married. In other words, married before you. Married before
and
you
I
married.
Did.
Don't have
and I
all
did.
These kids out of wedlock.
And I did. Wait a minute, sir. Wait
problem.
A minute. I have one child and he was not out of wedlock.
I know.
Okay, so
now
all women are irresponsible.
I'm not necessarily talking about
same way.
Why are you talking about women having to raise these kids because they're choosing to have kids without the benefit of marriage.
And guess what?
You got married, sir.
That's not by choice always. But you got men out here that's
hold
married.
Hold on. They ain't raising their kids. I got to stop y'all for a minute.
Okay.
Well, I got a caller on the line, man. Y'all, Mr. Solution, time out, Miss Gigi. Miss Gigi, I'm going to set y'all up with a date right after the show. Time
not
out.
At all. Hell no. Not that
thing.
One. I would shoot him up and spit him out and send him home to his mother.
But I'm not applying that to anyone.
I think y'all would get along just fine. Hold on.
I would shoot him up and spit him out.
I got a caller. We got a caller. Hold on.
Bring the caller, Jay. 8555,
you live. Hold on. I got a caller. 8555, you live.
Well, Jay Sean, look, I just want to direct this to you, and maybe you can chime in on this. Now, the lady just said, she talked about, and I don't disagree with what she just said. She just said that all these women are out here raising these kids alone. Well, how about getting a ring on your finger and a commitment before you produce a child? I think that's a viable
thing. How about the men giving a ring?
My responsibility.
Wait a minute, sir. Why don't these men put a ring on it then? Because
it's not capable of a ring being administered.
Well, in that situation,
why is the woman sport fucking and then she's producing a child, and the man has to put his dick in her.
So that goes both ways, sir.
No, it doesn't go both ways because only the woman is having the child that she can't handle.
But listen, this is you're speaking for a second.
The right way, or you can have it the way it is now. You can't, okay, but you can't do both. If you complain about women raising kids on their own, then they should restrain themselves from having kids until they have a partner.
Well, let's see, because he said I'm muted.
Why is everything just on the woman? Don't the man have a responsibility?
Everybody phone line.
Because the woman is the one that has the child.
It's open, Leon.
Everybody phone line is open, so anybody who wants to say something can say something.
Jay, permission to speak.
Who is this?
This is Brother Leon.
Is this Leon?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Oh, what's good, Leon? All right, hold on, everybody. We got a caller. Yeah. Everybody, please be quiet.
First, I want to say grand rising to everybody that's on the line. I have come in peace. What I want to say is that I think everybody on this line tonight, since I've been listening, there's been a lot of valid points made tonight, all the way around the board. Whether you disagree or agree or not, you're not going to agree with everything. And I think the first thing I want to put up top is this. Being a host of my own show, I think that we all should have a little bit more respect for the host of the show. If he's asking y'all to stop and let him talk, I think, first of all, that should be done up front. Because actually, if he wanted to, he could have muted everybody, but he didn't do that. But I think that we, as men and women, or goddesses, or gods that's on this line, I think we should have more respect for each other. The name calling, I definitely don't agree with, regardless of the fact. I don't think anything should become contentious with one of my goddesses has been called out of her name, regardless.
Uh-huh.
And so I think apology should be given for that. But if it's not, it's okay because it's not me. But I think it's been a lot of things set up here that was good points, even back to the beginning of cheating, because this is where this all started from, the conversation about that. And man wasn't here alone. There was already things here before man. It wasn't a woman, but he couldn't sleep with the animal. So we did need women, and we do need women, just as women do need us. And, yes, you have a lot of women out here who some men, and I'm going to say some men because I heard the sister say, she didn't say, but every now and then you will say men. So before you say man, you have to say some men. And some every male, sister, ain't a man. And every man is not a king, and every king is not a god. And so we have to be careful about what we say, because this right here that I've been listening to is division at its finest. And I know this is what it's about. It's about coming on and expressing yourself. But at the top of the list, I think we should have more respect for the host of the show. Mr. Lucian, he comes up here. This is what he does. This is who he is. He has a right to his opinion, his feelings, and his thoughts, just as you do, sister, just as Mercedes do, just as Yvonne do, just as I do. But we should never come up and disrespect the host if he's asking us to stop talking, regardless to who it is or what you're talking about. If I've been a person who's been cheated on, I know how it feels. Even if somebody cheats on you and you don't know, you know. So how do you sleep at night knowing that kind of stuff?
Uh-huh.
So we need to have a little bit more respect for each other, especially up here or any other show that you may come on, because all of you guys, every last one of you guys, have valid points up here as far as I'm concerned. And I regret.
Thank you, sir. I respect that. I very well, very much so. And Jay Sean, I apologize to you. I think, you know, with me being quiet and when I finally got a chance to come in and say what I had to say, it got a little heated discussion, because we're not going to always going to agree. But at the same token, and I also did say
it was going to be like that, right?
Oh, yeah, and I told you it's fine. I'm fine with that. Mr. Solution, and I was saying, as I was saying before, we have to look at things. Life is real. Life is not a fairy tale. Life is not all about the books and the government and all that. Because let me tell you something. If you know, as us as black people, the government really don't benefit us. It benefits us in a way that we lose. We don't win. So when you tell me about the government, sir, let me finish again. Can I finish what I'm saying? I know
I
understand
that,
but can I
just make?
And I understand that, and you don't have to agree, just like I don't agree with what you say, but guess what? I'm going to respect what you say. I don't have to agree with it, and I don't have to like it, but I will respect it.
Right.
And it's the same way with
I greatly benefit from the government, and I benefit the government. So it's a quid pro quo.
I'm really glad that you do. I'm glad
that you do.
I'm glad for anybody else that can go that benefits from the government. But if you really look at it, it's not designed for the average person that may not be a millionaire. Okay?
I agree with you.
Okay? So the government is for those that have money. It's not for the – it keeps the poor and the richer rich. Okay? This is reality. This is something that we see every day. We see the high prices. Do we see the government helping us? Hikes, everything going up, but our money doesn't. In the same token, there are government programs that we do benefit from. But guess what? Those programs that we benefit from, what's the government threatening? What's the first things that they're threatening to cut? They're not threatening to cut the programs that benefit the rich, but they're threatening to cut all the programs that benefit the poor.
or those that are less fortunate. I'm not even going to call nobody poor because we all rich. And we might not
be
rich in finances,
true.
But we're all rich in something. Okay, so that's when you got to look at it as one thing. As I said, you heard me say, Mr. Jim, sir, that, you know, that came on, the last person that spoke.
Right, right.
We all have to look at the fact that we live in the real world. We live in the
right.
real world.
Well, let me
we don't
address,
live in the world with the government. We don't live in the
every
White House.
Every one of us on this line right now could be debt-free, and we live in a country of vast riches. People actually break into this. Let me just make this point. People break into this country. Somebody shoot me. Okay, Jay Sean and the other guy, I forget his name. What's your friend's name, Jay Sean, just briefly? You may know Jay Sean's friend that for 50 years, Shazeem. You say they've been friends since they were 9 years old. What's his name?
Shadi.
Yes. Uh-huh. Shadi asked me to come on and do a financial show. I still have
uh-huh.
my notes. But I notice people who tend to be poor, they don't focus on getting wealthy the work way. They don't spend the necessary time. It takes time to get wealthy or to get financially secure. Let me
but
just
that's
say.
Not everybody.
Yeah,
that's not
but
everybody,
it could be more bodies is what I'm saying. You're right. I agree.
Well,
it won't be
okay,
everybody.
So how about you teach a class on how to get how to you know
I did.
To put the
I,
work
I,
in.
That's what I'm trying
Wait
to tell
minute,
you
let
now,
me
man.
Finish. Let me finish. But it's not a one-time thing, sir. It's not a one-time thing that you have to do. There's something that you got to continuously do to reach a large brand, a large area of people. You can't do
you
that just a one-time thing.
Right.
You're
and
talking
I do
about it, but get on here and do
I
it.
I do everything but grovel, get on the ground and beg Jay Sean and the other people. I'm a friend of the show. I come on the show all the time. And anybody who say that I come on the show for anything but good is a liar. Now, they may not know they're a liar, but they are.
But then again, they're not. Why are they a liar? Because they don't agree with your stuff? That makes them a liar?
No, no, no. Listen, ma'am, we're on something positive here. I almost begged Jay Sean, and you are right as rain what you just said. It has to be done consistently. But I can't take the mic from him and say, Jay Sean, you better let me come on
and
you better talk about money.
Okay, you don't have to do that, but you can start your own podcast. You can start your own podcast. You can do seminars, Mr. You got because you're rich. You have that.
I don't need
okay,
to
so
do that.
Why don't you take it? Why not? You're talking about it, so let the people know about it. Don't talk
because
about
the people
it. Guess
who
what?
Want
what you
want to
do
has,
is teach them about
wait a minute,
it.
Ma'am,
each
hold
one,
on. Let me
one.
Give you a point. Let me give you a principle.
Each
hold
one,
on
sir.
One second. Listen to this principle. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
That's
Jay
not
Sean
always true. Because sometimes the kids.
Jay Sean already has a system in place. You should do more based on what you just said, consistency of teaching more people how to get out of poverty, which is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Then you have to broach him with that particular subject. I can't do
okay,
anymore unless
you
want
go,
me to come
also,
and take him
listen,
hostage.
But since you're talking about this, how about you set it up to go into our school system? Because they're not going to come to you. See, sometimes you got to go
that.
To the
hold
people.
On, hold on.
You got to go out and think
point.
To people.
I've done that.
You've done
I am
it,
a mentor.
But are, you but are you continuing to do it? See, we're not talking about what you've done. We talk about what you're continuing to do.
With COVID,
I'm done
there
with
was
that
a shutdown. But I volunteer my time to teach churches and schools and other organizations about financial solvency. I don't like
okay,
people being
guess
financially
what,
fragile.
So guess what? If you can reach one and you can get one out of poverty, then you have, guess what you've done? You're part of the solution. But when
well,
you talk about
a lot
it
of
and you down
out of
people,
Okay, right. And I'm glad that you did. But when you began to see, because this is just one show.
My name is
Jean. Okay, I've never heard of you. So guess what? You need to broaden your horizons past this show.
Okay, I forgive you, but all you need to do is talk to Jay Sean. I think you would be a good whisperer in Jay Sean's ear because he should do more shows like that. Look, I know the
you're the one that's talking about it, though, sir. Jay Sean's not talking about the government and the poverty. That's you. So Jay Sean shouldn't be the one to do that show. You should be the one to do that show.
Hold on, ma'am. You have a good point. Jay Sean, you want to make an interest. You should make a point at this juncture.
Mr. Solution, get your own show.
Don't ride on his back. Don't say Jay Sean because.
He did say, you know, this was a while ago, DG. He did come on and he did talk about doing a show. So listen, the first thing I would like to hear from both of y'all is an apology for calling each other out of your names. Then I would like
I
to
never called him out of his
Jay
name.
Sean.
She never did.
Wait a minute.
What did I say?
Okay, listen. Let me. Like you said, let me finish. You did because that's what made him call you out your name. You called him a clown, and so then he called you the
B-word. After he called me a clown.
Right.
I called him a clown because at that time he was acting like a clown. I'm sorry to cut you off. And at the time he called me a bitch, I might have been acting like one.
Okay, so
okay, but it didn't give
point.
Either
that's
one of
point.
Us to be disrespectful. And I understand
I'm good,
that.
Though. You are right. She did call me names several times, and I didn't say anything.
I called you a clown.
But I'm saying, as a goddess and as a god that's on this line, I would love to see both of y'all apologize to each other. And Jay Sean, I would love to see you bring Mr. Solution on maybe in the next 2 weeks. To do the class that he was talking about doing before, because he did talk about coming on doing the show. And Mr. Solution.
And you know something, that's a wonderful point, and I would like to see someone get adept enough to do it themselves, and then I'll come on and listen. I listen to finances at least 20 hours a week, roughly about 15 to 20 hours a week. I love listening to finances.
Wait, let me just
make this point. When I finish talking to you right now, I'm going to go and check the stock market because I love perusing the stock market. I check it all over the world. I'm going to go check it in Europe and Asia. Wait a minute. Let's see. It's closed now. It'll be open on Sunday again. I follow it all over the world because money, you know, no disrespect, but money is the bitch that never sleeps, according to the famous actor, you know. But nevertheless.
This is what you don't understand, Mr. Solution. Most of us that's on this line that came from, I don't want to say the projects because the projects is a building and the projects was never the problem. We were the projects. So I want to say most of us that came from the low income neighborhoods and around the way, we was never taught about money and we was never taught about the stock market, as you're talking about. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, some of us on this line may do know of it, but I can tell you the history of the stock market and how it started. For us as melanated people that's on this line, we were the stock. We were the original stock. That's how the stock market got started.
Let me just say this, and that's a field I really don't get into, but let me say this. Dave Ramsey has a book. And Dave Ramsey is on YouTube. YouTube is a wonderful teaching tool. I see why Google purchased it, right? But he'll talk about getting out of debt, how to attack your debt, how to get a savings, like a minimum of
$1,000. But how do you know anybody on this line is in debt? Everybody on this line may not be in debt. I'm not in debt, Mr. Solution. I've never had a credit card. I've never been in debt in my life, Mr. Solution. I've got a mortgage, if that's what you consider a debt. But I'm saying to you, some people on the line may not be in debt. My phone bill.
Right. Well, and you know, Let me just say this. Staying out of debt, 49% of people, last check I made, 49% of people in America are living off their credit cards, right? And most people are in debt, up to their eyeballs. It's a problem. Go to the usdebtclock.org, okay? Type in usdebtclock.org and study that particular algorithm, okay? And it will show you so much information concerning your and every American's financial status. This is one of the most important subjects we can have. And
Mr. Solution, what you're saying is all great. But most of the people, like the gentleman just said, that are on this line don't even understand that language. So for you to come on here and to maybe broaden their mindset with your show, not separate from Jay Sean's show, because his show, we talk about all kinds of topics. We're talking about you having a show. To break
right,
it down.
But ma'am, I don't. With all due respect, I don't need a show. Right? Mm. Freedom to me is freedom from responsibility. I am very responsible, and I take on the responsibility that I want. I have the prerogative to do that. I do. Being a philanthropist of many years standing, I do donate my time to try and help people who want it. Remember, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And again, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. The teacher is always there because God sent the teacher. It's just that the student isn't ready to hear. So I will come on this show. I'll just make a standing offer, as I've done before, as a friend to the show. It was Shadi who asked me do it, but I notice you guys pretty well together. You guys keep your shows going. So I'll do that. And what makes me happiest is when other people gain enough knowledge to take root and do it themselves.
Okay, you missed the whole point that I was just making.
I got your point. I received your point. I just don't agree with that part of it.
You're so wrapped up in what you know that you're telling us everything that you know and what the people do. When we start as infants, when we get of age to go to school, the teacher doesn't come to us. Our parents take us to the teacher. So sometimes when a child doesn't know and get it and grasp it, they need a tutor. They need a little more help.
Right.
Okay. So what I'm simply saying to you is you're saying you don't need a show. Okay. I'm not saying that maybe you don't want to do a show, but what you're saying, a show is needed for that.
Right. I tell you what, if you get a show, listen, I'm speaking back to you.
You are challenging it to everybody else. You are the only one on here.
Hold on a minute. If you get a show, I will appear on your show. I have no animosity, no hard feelings at all. I will come on your show and do at least 45 minutes.
Sir, you're missing the whole
point.
Someone is interrupting me. What I'm saying is the most I'm willing to do is I would come on your show. Jay Sean knows that I'm open to do a financial lesson on his show, give some financial guidance. I'll come on your show if you have a show. But I'm not starting a show to do anything. Go ahead.
Well, then let's stop talking about it. If you're not willing to do what you're
talking about. See, it can't be your way or the highway, strong woman. You have to be willing to compromise, damn it.
Excuse me. So everyone who's listening, go to YouTube, look up Dave Ramsey. He's also on Sirius. He has a very, very good show that you can plug into, following all the basics from the beginning. Mr. Solution, thank you for sharing that information.
He's not.
And then
the one
wait a minute, and then come back and talk about it, so you can even advance the knowledge.
Mr. Solution, one
you're
minute.
Not.
So follow the show. Follow Dave Ramsey. You can actually Google basic budgeting, basic investments. You can use whatever search engine you want to use. The internet is right there for us. We can thank the satellite for bringing us that type of energy, as well
yes,
as looking at the debt data on us. Look up what your Social Security number values to you. Your Social Security number has millions of dollars in it for you. When you go get a loan, they take your Social Security number. They're borrowing money from your Social Security number to give you a loan that you then have to pay back with interest. So do your research. We are valuable entities to this institution of America. You have money. But what you do with your money and how you grow your money, you may need those ABC steps so you can get to Z. So don't forget, when people share information, hear them. I heard them. Go online.
Yeah.
Yes, Dave Ramsey has a very good program. He has, 1 minute, he has a very, very good program, and others have good programs as well. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Right. There's there's a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I would encourage everybody to get a copy of that and purchase
yes.
it. And once you do that, you'll start seeing more and more information about finances. Now, I'll just say this. I'm not going to say it right now, but I don't agree with Dave Ramsey on everything. Now, and I'll tell you why. But the point is that he provides some excellent basics, but there are, it's an unfolding reality where there's a lot of information to be gathered, and it's fun, by the way. Make it fun, and then talk about it. Come back or talk about it with somebody that will enhance your understanding of what you think you know.
Well, give the people a YouTube page that they can go to that you believe in.
All good, and you're supposed to seek and we're supposed to learn. But, again, what about those people that we are supposed to be our brothers, that we're supposed to help along the way? Yes, sometimes you got to, and you can't say not everybody, oh, they don't want to learn. Some people don't want to learn. It's not that they don't want to learn. They're afraid because they don't know.
Some people are not good teachers. People who have information can utilize that information for themselves. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are not good teachers. That's why sometimes we have to repeat a class with a different teacher, not because we can't get it. They didn't know how to get it, even though they had the knowledge. The way they delivered the information wasn't good. So be careful what we ask for. We're grateful for the tidbits that come to us. Go online to YouTube, look up Dave Ramsey, or just, again, search for basic budgeting. Let's start there, basic budgeting. And then you can go to basic investment.
I'm sorry. What's this woman's name that's speaking? Ma'am, what's your name? What name do you use?
Yvonne.
Oh, Ibadene. Okay. Nice to meet you. Look, I would be willing to co-host the show with Miss Ibadene. Absolutely. But
thank
I'm only going to do so much. But personally, I will do a lot, but I'm not the type of person that people just tell what to do, right? I do really what I want to do. I do a lot, but I do what I want to do. And so, but Ms. Ibadene, I would be happy to co-host a show on your show, Jayshon. I'm going to shine the spotlight on you. Look, this is what, I specialize in the area of health, finances, and relationships, right? And I bring science and logic to all of those particular venues. And so I would be more than happy to discuss, because, look, health affects everything in your life. Money affects everything in one's life. Relationships impacts everything in one's life. So I don't think I'm too far off base when I see those as my fortes.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Hold on. I got somebody want to say something. 7468, are you on?
Yep.
Okay, that's good. You've been holding out for a long time. What do you
want
to
say?
We don't got much time left, but what you want to say?
All right, cool. Real quick, I enjoy the show every week, but it is one thing I have to say is that to everybody that's on this line, to everyone that listens to this show every Friday night, you have to remember you are calling the Keeping It Real with Jason podcast. This show can be different each and every week. So when you hear the craziness going on, enjoy the show. That's all you gotta do, just enjoy it. Maybe next week we'll be on some podcast, or whatever Jay Sean felt like he wants his show to be about is how the show is going to be. So just enjoy the show. That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
So Jay Sean, I'm not going to say it. I will.
Thank you, Jay Sean.
Let me piggyback off of him. And that's what it's all about. Like on my show, it's unfiltered. So you could come out here and you could say whatever you want to say. We could debate. It's no hard feelings. When we get off the show, I want everybody to leave feeling good. I don't want nobody to leave feeling with hostility, like they got larceny in their heart or inside grief towards somebody. No. Everybody leave here feeling good, like, yo, that was a positive show. Yo, that's the kind of podcast that we need, you know. It's a million podcasts out in the world. But, of course, I'm going to say my podcast is number one. I'm supposed to say that. Everybody's supposed to feel like they're the best at what they do. If you don't feel like you're the best, then you will never be the best. And I feel like I'm the best.
You are the best, Jay Sean. I have a comment if when you finish. I have a comment.
All right. When I'm talking on my podcast is Jay Sean or Mr. Fuck Love or whatever, I feel like there's nobody in the world that could beat me at being me or being Jay Sean. You know what I mean? I feel like there's nobody that could beat me as being Mr. Fuck Love. Now, if you want to make an understanding about love, then we cool. If you want to make me feel like you feel or understand what you understand about it, that's cool too. But we all got a different opinions, and like I said, my show, we don't got no young whippersnappers on my show. On my show, you got people 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70. It's all adult. It's for adult channel. It's for adult. And trust me, I like to have fun. And that's what I get up here and do. I have fun. Regardless to whatever anybody else see it as, I get on this show and I have fun and I pick and I agitate and I do what I do. But listen, it's all in love. Now, one thing I gotta say, I got three computers in front of me.
I'm on two headphones and a microphone and all that. If somebody said that somebody was called a bitch or something, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't hear that. And if it was done, I don't know. I apologize because we on this show, we can say whatever we want to say, but we don't, we're not going to stoop to where we disrespect each other. We can call names. I don't give a damn about calling names. I call names. People call me names, but we don't
right.
take it to that level. You know what I'm saying? We don't talk about children, and we don't disrespect religions, and we don't disrespect each other. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But and it depends on how the term is used, because a female could call a guy a bitch. You know what I'm saying? And a guy could call a woman that. If it's mutual, I'm minding my business. But anyway,
you know, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't take it personal because I know that's not what I am. So I didn't
yeah.
take it personal. Mr. Felicia said I called him a clown. I did. But again, I called you a clown. I didn't call you a MFO or anything like that. Like I said, I didn't take it personal, but for future reference, just let's remember you wouldn't want someone to call you something that, you know, you don't want to call someone that you wouldn't want to be called. I don't have no hot feelings. I had a good time. My first time on a podcast, I really had a good time. I loved hearing anybody's insight. I loved the questions.
You
I loved
amazing.
The
You was amazing.
I loved to. Thank you. If anybody was offended or felt disrespected, I apologize. Not my intentions at all. But I believe in keeping it real. Sorry, I don't have a filter. But it's all a part of life, and this is things that we need to talk about.
Right.
The things that aren't, you know, the things that aren't talking about are the things that a lot of times need to be spoken about the most.
And we all single. We all single on this show. We all going to bed alone on this show.
Oh,
that's one
Lord.
Thing.
Oh, I'm not. I'm sorry. Not me. Not me. Not me. Not me.
Hey,
Jay Sean,
before we lose
oh,
the moment,
wow.
look, I made an overture
wow.
toward Ms. Ibatine because she showed acumen and motivation, and so I offered a collaboration. If you'll set up the platform, you or Sade, for us to co-host a financial security show, in other words. So, Ms. Ibatine, would you like to collaborate? I didn't get a commitment from you. I just said it. Would you collaborate in co-hosting a show on finances, personal finances?
I will. I accept.
There you go. Now the ball is in your court, Jayshon, and you can also tell Shadi.
Okay. That sound like a – that was so nice. That was so nice. I'm going to – hold on. Know what I'm going to do?
Now, I did that to be disruptive, by the way, but go ahead.
No, but you so mysterious. Like, listen, Mr. Solution, you so mysterious. We don't know if you black or if you white. We don't know where you. We don't know nothing about you. We don't know.
All right, but that doesn't
rich,
matter. That doesn't even
no,
matter, Jayshon.
If you have your own show, we want to know you.
Right, but I don't want a show.
I don't need a show.
I have my plate. My plate is full, right? I don't need that.
I got a $100 bet that you a white man, and people believe that you a black man. Don't say nothing. But listen, hold up. Don't answer that. We gonna make that a big ass show one day when we finally find out your nationality. So don't even say nothing. Leave it like that. We're gonna monetize.
you may do what you want to do. You are autonomous, but I would say that's frivolous. Focus on what myself and Miss Ibatine just did. We just agreed to co-host the financial show. And I'm going to learn from her. It's going to be very interactive. It's like we're on a human teeter-totter. And it's going to be very interactive, and I'm sure some great learning lessons will be the takeaway.
Right. Long as you are on my platform, I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? So
I'm
gonna connect y'all.
What you talking about, Jayshawn? But hold on now. Let's get this right, because if my name is on top.
Wow.
Of course, whether it's first or second, I try to do alphabetical.
Hey, your name can be first. I'm not going to fight you on that. Your name can be first.
One second.
Okay.
We're going to do it on the Let's Keep It Real platform, but it's also going to air on Grown Folk Talk and Express Yourself Progressive Podcast, because that's where my show is.
Hold up. I'm gonna show you what kind of person I am.
You wanna show me love? Listen.
No, listen. This is how I am. Maybe I said that wrong. You can have that on Grown Folks. It don't really matter to me. Maybe I said that wrong.
No.
You can have that on your platform because I don't let me tell you. I'm the kind of person that if you win, I win. You know what I'm saying?
No, Jayshawn, I don't mean it like that. I'm saying it can be live on your platform. No problem. But the recorded version, I'm going to rebroadcast on my show. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of information. The information is going to be good. It's going to be powerful. So this is your show. These are your people. This is your man that you got, you know, bringing in his energy to your show. And we've made an agreement. And I'm just saying, I like transparency. So transparency says when I speak, it goes across on my channel as well. And it's a good thing because it's all about sharing information.
Yeah, it's
right.
I just want you to be
my side chick. I don't care about none of that.
I know. I heard that. I heard that a month ago. I heard that.
I just want you to be my side chick. That's it.
I know what you want, baby. Don't worry about it. You hold on to that one. As long as you want, you'll never need. But hold on a second.
Okay.
Yeah, you just
called
me baby. You just called me baby, though.
It's not
okay,
the first time.
Hey, look here. Let me throw this fastball at you guys. We are in a recession, and we are about to go deeper and deeper and deeper into this thing. Businesses, major businesses, are going out of business like crazy. Look at your malls, how they're being eviscerated. Just look at how they're being pigeon roost. So we may go through real tough times, not only now, but, you know, in the foreseeable future, something like 10
Thank
years.
You. Thank
Track
you. Mr.
This
Solution.
Kind of... Go
Mr.
ahead.
Solution,
yes.
Are you an Aquarius?
Oh, no, ma'am. But let me just say this. I have all my notes.
Hold on.
Let me just finish this point, because I know Jayshawn. I have all my notes from the last show, so I'll just warm them over and update them a little bit. We can even talk about retirement, which I like to talk about that, and I'll just throw this fastball at you. Gerber, the baby poop.
Mr. Solution.
Go ahead.
Is Mercedes still on the line?
Yes, I am.
No, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Mercedes, that's what I was asking. Mr. Solution, hold on 1 second with your balls. I mean, the balls you want to throw. Hold on a minute. Mercedes, you were earlier.
Hold my balls.
You were earlier speaking about when we were talking about the whole relationship situation and people's decisions and their choices, and it made me remember with something in my book. I have a book, Mind is to mental as teeth are to dental, and we all have a mind. And I say to people, because it really started out as suicide awareness prevention tools to help eliminate it. It's an excellent book. But I say to people, who you're married to may have not been your choice. You went to the school in the neighborhood that you were raised in. In those schools, you moved on and you met someone. None of that was really necessarily of your choosing. So if you feel like this is a life you don't want to live, I simply pack your things and move. You're living a life that has been handed to you, as you said, Mercedes, by culture, by parents. You don't choose your race. You don't choose the color of your eyes. You don't choose any of those things, but here you have them. You don't even choose your gender, and people are fighting back and forth with you on how to use it. So it's a very good book. I highly recommend everyone to just go and get the book. It's on Amazon. Actually, Jay Sean has a link, networkingforsuccess.info/JayShawnJ. Is that correct, Jay Sean? Jay Sean J, I think it is. Please, it's a very, very, very good book.
You smooth vibes in there. You know that.
You want to talk to the woman that I got a baby by.
You want to talk to her. You want to see what kind of you want to feel things out. You smooth. You know that. You really smooth.
So I
want to
feel. So you're saying I want to feel you out through her. No,
yeah,
I talked about transparency.
You're trying to feel me
Jay
out.
Sean, if
you're
I wanted
to feel
you,
you're trying to
feel
me out by commentating. Yeah, you smooth. It's all good. You smooth. It's all good.
I could be drinking.
I'm a very intelligent person. I'm a very intelligent person. You know that, but you very, very, very smooth. I like your style. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And with the whole side chick vibe and all that stuff like that, I'm really feeling your vibe. You know what I mean? So keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing me.
Right, Miss Gigi? We're going to keep doing us so we could be happy and single if that right one comes along. If that right one comes along. And if that right one doesn't come along, we're good.
I said I'm looking for a side chick. You said you a side chick, right?
I didn't say I am. I said I have been. And I haven't even been a side chick.
No,
I keep trying to tell
you
that.
No. You said you was willing to be a side chick. That's what you said. You said you was willing to be a side chick. Right?
That's not exactly how she said it.
No, I didn't say that.
Come on now. Don't backtrack now. You was talking earlier.
This is exactly how she said it.
She was advocating for a side chick.
We make it seem like a side chick is dirty. So more of a mistress.
Dirty.
Than this woman.
If I'm advocating for a side chick, how is a side chick dirty?
I didn't say that it's dirty. I said she said it makes it